You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Cool. Sorry about that. I had to fix my voice. We are live again here at the Comedy Cellar. Riotcast Studios above the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing started from nothing, and now it is what it is. We got over 20 shows, adding a couple new shows soon. We got big news coming here at the Riotcast. Very excited about. And first, before that, I want to thank Laughable. Laughable, the app is amazing. Joe, you use Laughable.
I love Laughable. I love the proprietor of Laughable, and I love the app, and yeah. I'm happy to be part of it.
It is an amazing app. If you love podcasting, you need to go get Laughable.com for your iOS device. Mm-hmm. Android is coming very soon. It is for podcasting. It introduces you to so many new podcasts. It shows you all the podcasts your favorite comics have been on. You can buy merch, tickets. It is a one-stop shop for comedy and podcasting. Laughable.com. Make sure you go get that. And go to DomSausages.com and get your steak tips. We gave away two bags. You guys sent in all these emails. Do not fret and do not keep sending the emails. If you want to send them, you can send them right to Dom's. But if you want to send them to us, we might try to do one more before the summer's out. A bag. I'm going to talk to Dom, see if it can happen. But right now, the people that got your steak tips, you should have them. They're at your house. So enjoy those. Thanks, Dom Sausages, for supporting the YKWD show and Live from the Shed. And go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. We just shot two new episodes yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Gab was there.
I was.
Gab actually shot him.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? I mean, you fucking edited them. You're shooting them.
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
It was so much fun.
We did Noam Dorman, the owner of the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
And then we just did Elaine Hendricks.
Jimmy's daughter?
No. We All did right. Elaine Hendricks from, she's the actress that was in Parent Trap. Inspector Gadget 2. She's been in a bunch of movies.
No, Home Alone.
What?
Home Alone, no?
No, Inspector Gadget 2, not Home Alone. Were you listening?
I thought she was in Home Alone instead of Parent Trap.
No,
Home Alone. That came out 30 years ago.
Wow, yeah, I really combined those in my head.
Yeah, and then, and of course, she was the star of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Dennis Leary and myself.
Oh.
Interesting, funny show. A lot of good stories behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. Also, Noam, the history of the Comedy Cellar, the history of the Cafe Wa. Those are coming up very soon. So make sure you go and join patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Become a member. It's the price of a cup of coffee, fuck faces, if you support.
Are you okay?
What if I just died?
Don't. I need a job.
What if I died off a chocolate chip cookie bite, which we didn't have in here because you can't eat in the studio?
Not allowed to. What's up with your right eye?
What?
It looks like someone dumped water and blood in it.
Looks like my eyes.
Water and blood.
It's my eye?
It's wet and bloody.
Like Joe, you're exaggerating.
It looks a little.
It's very wet.
Something's going on.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm using.
I don't know. I feel like I. Now I didn't feel it. Now I feel it, you fucking lunatics.
It looks wet. And filled with blood.
My eye?
Your right eye. It's your like left your eye bloody, looks normal.
My eye looks like your mom's vagina?
My mother's vagina has not bled in some time.
Yeah, it is red. My eye's red.
Yeah, you got a fucked up eye, dude. You got kooky eye.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. What happened? Do I have pink eye?
You might.
Is that pink eye?
Might.
From what?
Or you might have just rubbed it really hard.
It would be hard. Different if it was pink eye.
Yeah,
what's
pinker.
Up, Lesbo?
I know.
I just walked in like a dude.
I'm transitioning.
What's going on with you?
I'm not using any drugs. I'm just using my body's own.
Your hair's getting shorter.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting less and less estrogen just naturally.
Your husband doesn't annoy you anymore. You kind of hang out and have fun.
Yeah.
We've started to like the same TV shows. You know what I mean?
I'm going to take up golf. And no, he's transitioning the other way. I don't know if you've seen his hands. but that's where he's starting.
I tell you what, man, they make him take his shirt off a lot on the Jim and Sam show.
I used to be upset about it, but then I was like, that's what he wants. That makes him happy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you know why?
I don't understand it, but I don't have to. That's not my...
He looks good for a guy his age.
I know,
Bonnie.
He doesn't want that last part.
Well, I'm sorry. Your parents should have fucked in another, you know, era. I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
It was an era when they fucked.
And they... Oh. What happened? You all right?
Sorry.
Did you have a stroke? You all right?
Yeah.
Was it him?
No.
I'm listening. You better not talk shit. Sure. Don't throw me under the bus. You're my wife. Fuck them. Respect me.
Right.
Respect me.
Loyalty.
He's got a big thing of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to your podcast the other day.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you heard their podcast?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well,
I don't listen to any podcast.
Joe List is here, and Bonnie McFarlane is here. Two of the funniest motherfuckers I know. One's funnier than the other one, but I won't say who. I'll just let you judge.
I've been listening to Crime Town. You ever hear that?
No, what's that?
Crime Town? It's a podcast I just started listening to. It's about crimes.
It?
And they go through a town. The first season is about Providence.
Yeah.
And they go through the mayor was like, you know, a lunatic and the mob. It's pretty great.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's not really mobbed out anymore, is it?
I think it was the last kind of mob-run city.
Yeah, well, the mayor was in the mob, I think,
Buddy.
5 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was a while ago.
And so wasn't the Vegas mayor was in the mob for a minute. Yeah.
Casino.
Yeah. Casino.
Providence was fucking Casino.
That's a David Spade show.
I hate you. Providence was kind of, prostitution was legal up till 6 years ago. There was a lot of fucking crazy shit went on in Providence.
Yeah, it's a spicy city. In fact, I will be at the Comedy Connection in Providence July 19th through the 21st. Please come on out. I have a bonus infrastructure. I would love if everybody came. It'd really be helpful.
Are you doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Thursday. Dump the Thursday. So you can make your bonus. That's what they do. When they give you a bonus structure, they make you do a Thursday and a Sunday, so you'll never make your bonuses on that Friday or a late show Saturday. You don't get it Saturday, right?
But I will make it if everybody comes out to East Providence, Buddy Chianchi.
Bobby's trying to say is there's no hope for you. So
no,
you might as well save your money, folks.
Actually, I was saying there's no hope for me. There's a lot of hope for him.
This is what I've said before. We should encourage fans to come to one show because I only have enough fans to come. I got 40 people in each region.
Fan Friday. Why don't you start doing that?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that if you tell them exactly what I'm saying is like eliminate that Thursday show, but tell your fans because I had a club say, all right, we can sell out the Saturday show, early show,
right.
So we're not giving you a bonus.
Yeah, a lot of
okay, cool. I'm not going to promote it at all.
Right.
I'm just promoting Friday then.
Right.
I'm there Friday. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to go on radio. I'm not.
It's
why would
Friday,
I make
Friday? Go fuck yourself.
But you know what I mean,
Bobby
though.
Kelly.
You listen to the Wolf. Ow! It's Bonnie and Joe.
Friday, fuck yourself. Why the fuck would I do it? Why am I helping you? Because some of my fans do go Saturday early show, you cocksuckers.
Yeah.
So I help you sell that out. I should get a goddamn bonus. But whatever. Bonuses. I just want to be one of those comics that at the end of their show, they're like this, and then they do this, and it's just, sold out, and they get to put sold out every show, and then they're all of a sudden they're on a theater tour with other comics that just sell out.
It sounds like you're talking about Bert.
Well, there's a lot of guys. Bert sells out, Nate sells out, a lot of guys. Sal, a lot of guys are fucking...
Are they all on a... tour together?
They're all on tour together, but Joe Rogan. I mean,
white guys still rock tour.
Ari sells out. All these guys are fucking. There's a lot of guys that are just fucking wiping the floor with this, just going to clubs and selling out, which is great. I would love.
I don't believe in it.
Why?
It's not my thing.
What do you guys? I don't know how you guys work. Like, if Don was doing comedy, I mean, if you get a gig that's better than his gig, do you say you're staying home?
You know, it doesn't work like that. I don't pursue comedy at all. I just take whatever comes to me. And I just don't I've maybe made two phone calls out about comedy for myself in the last you know, 15 years.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Bonnie, you're one of the funniest people I know.
I know, but it's first of all, it's not as fun to do anymore as it used to be.
Why?
I never got an audience.
Why is it not a fuss? Just tell me.
Well,
why.
Because it's so, like, it's strict. It's like the shows that I do,
yeah,
a lot are like New Jersey. I say I do every steak and seafood restaurant in the tri-state area. That's
I wish I did.
My thing. I do a lot of one-nighters, and so it's like, it's not really your fans coming. It's just people are coming. Or if they are my fans, they know me from, like, Opie and Anthony or, you know. And I do love those fans. It's just that it's like, one way or the other. If you do something that's, like, subversive, people laugh for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Too much. Or they get mad at you for telling it. There's no, like, kind of, like, oh, we understand
right. The
bigger picture of what you're saying.
But your fans would.
So I don't think my fans do sometimes. I think they like subversive humor, but not necessarily the same reasons I do.
But do your fans get mixed with your husband? Like,
yes, it's all mixed up together. Yeah, absolutely.
So that kind of fucks things up. Or is it good?
Well, like I said, like, I love going to Long Island. I love those shows. I do a lot of crowd work. It's really fun. They don't get upset. There's nobody, like, freaking out. I love it. But it's not necessarily, like, where... If I'm doing, like, The Tonight Show, that's a different kind of comedy than I'm doing.
Yeah.
Than when I go do... Or if I do The Stand on the weekend, it's just mostly me doing stand-up, straight stand-up. It's different than what I would do, say.
But it's hard. I mean, it is hard because, Joe, you have the same thing. Like, your wife does stand-up, too.
Yes.
Does it cause fucked up... I mean, is it... Is it hard?
Together, they don't have one career. So it is harder for them.
I'll show you my bank account.
Well, that's Louis' career.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
All right. Well, it's too much.
Too close to home. No, but that reminds me of my half hour on Netflix that is streaming
now. What are you doing?
Well, she's implying I don't have a career, so I thought it would be a good time to plug my Netflix half hour.
I just told you that I do steak and seafood restaurants.
Yeah. Not me. I do the Providence Comedy Connection, July 19th. Right.
Being,
through
stop it. 21. It annoys me when you do that. We're going to plug you at the end. Stop.
All right. Well, it's a bit.
All right.
This bit that actually works out in my favor for marketing purposes. Yeah. I'm
the whole
keep
show
doing.
That I keep
all
doing
bits
the whole show.
Work in your favor for marketing purposes.
I'm serious. I mean, I don't have. I have to go out and do the thing all the time. My Dawn just, and she's cool with it. She's like, I don't want to. She might go to work again when he's older. She might. Mm-hmm. She's talking about just because she doesn't want to be home alone all the fucking time. She might try to make jewelry again.
For her, work is like a socialization experience.
Well, I mean, if she makes money, if she worked now, it would be to pay a fucking nanny.
Right.
To watch the kid. It's just a wash.
Right.
I'm just going to watch the kid. She'd rather just, like, you stay home. You're with your kid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You don't have a nanny, do you?
No. No. Can't even hardly get a babysitter.
Why?
Well, I put him in charge of getting the babysitter on this service. And apparently, I overheard him talking to somebody else, some guy, that he picks the babysitters as though he were dating. So he has that same criteria.
All right, what size breasts is she?
They're very...
How tall is
they're
she?
They're all just younger me's.
Does she like a French manicure?
Yeah. No, I but can't, he... I
can't hire a hot babysitter. She got a hot babysitter once. I told her, you got to fire her. She's like, why? I was like, because I hope her car breaks down and I have to drive her home.
Oh, my God.
Fantasy.
But so you can rape her?
Not rape her.
Get her!
I would never rape her, Bobby.
Is that how you got Festuca as a babysitter?
Festuca, Kelly Festuca was the... She was like, I babysit, Bobby. I can babysit. I'm like, why, oh my God, with that accent, why would you not be great with children?
Yes.
Right? I literally had to teach her how to wipe a kid's ass. My kid's shit. And I'm like, all right, what do you want to... She's like, I don't know if I can hear. She's like,
what did she think was like...
I go, yeah, because when I said, I go, did you think he was not going to shit?
I thought he was 2 years younger than me. I didn't realize.
I love that she's from Liverpool now.
I know.
I'm 2 years younger than me, Oliver. What the fuck is that?
I'm not great at accents.
No, you got good accents. Yeah, she sucked as the babysitter.
Yeah, one of our babysitters, like, put Raina to bed fully clothed. I found that odd.
I'll tell you why that happened. because they fell asleep on the couch, didn't do shit, and then heard you coming, and then ran her up, threw her in the fucking bed with her outfit on.
I've gone to bed without checking on Raina after the babysitter, like paid the babysitter and gone to bed, and then like, you know, in the morning been like, what? What if she's...
You have to go in and put a mirror over her nose?
Like, no, but I mean, like, what if she's not there in the morning and you have to tell police, like, I don't know when it happened because I didn't check on my daughter.
When did this happen? Between 10:30 and 9:45 this morning. Wait a minute, you didn't check on your daughter?
No, I know, exactly. Yeah, parenting comes totally into question.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's... I was listening to your podcast the other day. I don't know if there's a... I mean, I know you have a podcast, too, which is hilarious.
I'd rather not mention it.
Why?
you don't like it.
All right, well, but they I appreciate that.
Believe me, they know about it.
I know they know. But it's Tuesdays with Stories with Mark
Cohen. Is it Stories? I always thought it was Stories.
No, Stories. Sorry. Stories.
But I was listening to your podcast. The fact that you guys don't have a TV show. I know they'd have to recast Rich with somebody who can act.
It'd be Joe and I.
Oh,
that's what we do. He's
I'd love to
got.
Do that.
He knows.
Can you do a Rich Voss?
I am in the Screen Actors Guild. I can do. Stupid.
No, you know that's too much. Too much. Too much.
What?
You can't let him know. Yeah. You're doing it.
Yeah, you can't. Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
You know who does it so well?
He always sounds like he's sucking on a candy on the podcast.
Who's the guy that does his voice?
Oh, Bob DeBono.
Bob DeBono is so good at it. Sometimes when Rich is yelling at me, it's like I can see Bob DeBono. It's like Rich doing impression of Bob DeBono doing impression of Rich.
It's literally, he is one of the funniest guys. He is one of my favorite people.
Rich or Bob?
Rich Voss.
Got it.
I love Bob too, but Rich is one of the funniest guys out there right now. He just really makes me laugh. He kills, but and you too. But I'm serious. I'm not blowing smoke in your ass. But the podcast, I don't know why it's not a TV show. I fucking laugh.
I hate doing it. I'm so
embarrassed.
But
that
about
so
it.
Makes me the fact because you try to do it every week and you try to make it
because
funny. And
I hate that our lives are going out. I want people. I lived in LA for a long time. I'm Canadian. My whole thing is don't let them know what's really going on. You
right.
know,
yeah.
Inside the home, it's like. Oh, yeah. You go be something out there, and then you come back to whatever nonsense you have here. But you don't, and it's just always going out there. Our dysfunction is just flying around.
But the part that's great is that he's so dysfunctional, and you have a little grasp of reality because he's like, let's go have sex. And you're like, Raina has a friend over. And he's like, let's go in the storage room.
No,
and you're like,
see,
I don't think that's right either. But it's like the fact that you really have to explain that to him. And he's still going, we're going to go to the storage unit?
Okay, but this is the thing. I don't know if he's joking. I don't know if he's serious about that or not. He won't tell me.
He's
and
not.
So I don't really know.
He's not joking.
He's when not he, joking.
Honey.
I've only just come
just
to that
honey.
Realization maybe 2 years ago that... I swear to God, I thought he was in on the joke for so long. And my frustration now is alleviated somewhat because I feel like he's got autism or something. Like I'm softened on him. Do you know what I mean?
Voss,
I won't say every time, are you a fucking idiot? You know what I mean?
It's the funniest fucking thing. And then he's sitting there. And he goes, show me your tit. And there's a kid with another kid over, and she's like, "Do you think if she came in here and saw us having sex, what do you think that would be okay with her?"
Like her parents are like, "That seems fine."
Yeah, that's fine. It's like the fact that sentence has to be said to another adult. Yeah. I was fucking howling. God damn it! That's why. Look, me and my wife have a good time. Mm-hmm. We laugh a lot, mm-hmm. but. I do most of the fucking goofy shit.
Right.
Dawn busts my balls. She's pretty good. But you guys must fucking laugh all the time. And so you two, right? You and Sarah.
All the time.
It's crazy.
She's the funniest person I know.
Well, let's not get carried away.
She's the funniest woman I know.
She's the funniest
she's
woman
the
you know.
She's the third funniest person I know. But that's pretty good. That's top three. I know a lot of people.
I like that I had to push you into that joke. The funniest person you know. The third funniest person.
She's the funniest person that's willing to have sex with me. By far.
Who's the first person?
No, she's it.
No, who's the first person that doesn't have sex with you?
Oh, Nick DiPaolo makes me laugh a lot. He's very funny. I don't agree with everything he said. And nowadays, you can't even. I tweet. I'm like, hey, Nick has a new podcast.
Trump
guys like, you shouldn't be. Yeah, you shouldn't be promoting this publicly. I'm like, I know the guy 20 years. What am I supposed to do?
They haven't leaving you to skanks. I just read Lewis's Twitter. Can you bring that up?
Oh yeah, some guy ripped their hat off or something.
Well, so they were doing a podcast. This is why I really do love Lewis. You know, I just. He just doesn't. He's just Lewis, and I love people who are just themselves.
Yes,
no matter
but
what.
They can't help it.
He just doesn't. Not that they can't help it. It's just, yeah. He has to be that guy. Apparently, can you read that?
Who are you asking?
Do you want to do the review or the or thing they actually?
I
want
to know what happened. Okay. So go to that.
Well, I want
to
read that. Too,
that. Right there. Can you read that, Gabby? You read it.
Click it.
It's right there.
Click it.
Click it.
That was sexy.
That was small. Enough.
Click it.
Click it. Last night, during a taping of Legions of Skanks, a man I believe to be an open...
Can you do it
in
Louis J. Gomez voice, please?
Last night... During a taping of Legion of Skanks, a man I believe to be an open mic comedian approached the table and took the microphone out of our guest's hand to interrupt our show and let us know that we are racists because there was a spectator in the crowd wearing a Proud Boys hat.
Why is he becoming Jewish?
I don't know. I
want to say
Jewish.
We brought him for bagels and lox and worked everything out.
L'chaim.
Go ahead.
Still with the voice?
Read your voice.
At that point, I did what any other hot-tempered Puerto Rican would have done and chased him out of the room like the bitch he was. We are now being labeled Nazis by some comics on FB. Yes, two Jews and a Puerto Rican are Nazis, you dumb fucks. Not only that, we had Danny Tamborelli on as our guest, a fucking ginger. Gingers are more gross than Jews and Puerto Ricans combined. Comedy is dead. I say we go out with a bang. Hashtag Legion of Skanks.
Now, what's the other thing? I want to see that review because I didn't get to see that earlier.
All right, scroll up. Michael?
Give it a scroll down.
Oh, that's his thing that he posted the top thing, yeah.
He told
that's
pissed.
But let's just read one so people who don't know him can get a feel.
Sure, this is, if you don't know Louis, here you go. Michael, you read that.
Louis J. Gomez can go fuck himself in every way imaginable. He told his jokes with full knowledge of how uncomfortable and how unsafe it would make his audience feel and told them anyways. With the added
that
bonus
that is
of-
hilarious.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, I had no idea that was even something we were supposed to be aware of. Or I'm just finding out, like, it's supposed to be comfortable and safe for everyone? Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, now it is. It's comfortable and
this
safe.
This is great, too, though.
Well, it's like saying, like, a roller coaster shouldn't have any dips in it.
Yeah, no,
that could scare people.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why you come to a comedy club.
Yeah.
So you can get fucking...
You go, whoa,
what's happening? And then they ease it for you, and then that makes you laugh.
Well, yeah, Louis doesn't always ease it, though.
Yeah. Well, he's not a good comic, but you can't stop mediocre comedians. Oh.
No.
Yeah, read the
Speaking of which, Mike, keep reading.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What?
He's a new comedian.
I think he's great. I've said he's great a bunch of times.
I got it.
With the added bonus of making a scene if someone dared to leave or show any negativity. Unlikely I'm ever going to a comedy club again based on this experience.
Good. That's hilarious because that's like going to a movie and not liking it and being like, I'm never going to the movies again.
But wait, yeah. Wait, Lewis's response is perfect. He goes, you're welcome. So
he's saying that to me.
Yeah,
he's like, we're saying thank you to him. But
yeah, well, he's saying, look, I got rid of one for
yes,
you,
yes.
Fucking assholes. That's the way we should do it, is get rid of these people clumps at a time.
But I do have this thing where I look down into the audience, or if I'm watching another comedian on stage, I can really see it. The audience has no fucking clue what's going on. Unless you're on the road and they've come to see you because they know you.
Yep.
Just regular people come a lot of times. I don't think they understand what's happening. Like, I think we were on, somebody on the podcast told me one time that they were at a club where the owner's father had passed away or mother had passed away, and he was on the mic saying, like, everybody come in, sit down, and then he started getting mad, and he was like, sit the fuck down, everybody. You know, he got mad because his mother died, and he was, like, emotional. But I'm sure people in that audience were like, does he do that every time?
Right.
Is that, like, a thing? Is that
yeah.
a bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they don't know what's real, what's not real.
Well, I think people that are going to comedy now, I think that comedy's so saturated and so... crystal clean, monologue safe on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it
mm-hmm.
is not fucking dangerous on TV. 90% of it, even the specials aren't dangerous. They're safe. And
remember, well, because if they are dangerous, they get completely shat on.
Well, remember back in the day when comedy was like that, and then all of a sudden Dice came out of nowhere and they were like, what is that?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy shit. Hickory dickory dock. This chick was sucking my Oh!
Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck did he just say? It was so shocking that he became a rock star. I think we might be heading in that way again.
Well,
where we're going to get so fucking clean.
Yes, it's going to reset.
It's going to reset.
But it's good because it gets too dirty and too, like, at one point, like, racist jokes were fucking annoying. Yeah. Or, like, gay jokes, sometimes I'd just be like, oh, my God, stop it. So it's good. Like, cleanse it a bit and then reset.
Yeah, I think so. But it sucks to be in this time because people are going to comedy. People that should never go to a comedy club are going.
But they're still in the minority, though. It's like these people.
Yeah, but
it's
one person.
One of them can ruin a show.
Fucking whole show.
No, for sure. But like, it's not like a horrible time in that the whole crowd is shaking their head. It's usually
one
fucking asshole.
Yeah, but
every few shows.
But a comic, I mean, I'll admit it for myself, is that I'll be doing a show killing, and if I see one cunty face, I'm like, you fuck. Everybody loves me.
If I see one cunty face, I think I'm doing pretty good tonight. That's only one.
But you know what I'm saying? You look out of that crowd and you see that person not liking you. Like, what's your fucking problem?
Well, Sam Morril just had an incident downstairs. Did you hear about that?
No, what?
Mm-mm.
It was at the Village Underground. He does a joke about how he saved a rape one time by accident. A woman... he drank a woman's... A woman was getting, what do you call it? Roofie.
Oh, he drank...
And then he drank the drink. While she was
entitled
gone.
White guy,
and so
drinking other people's drinks.
His joke is like, I have -1 rapes, and then this woman yells, "You fucking suck! Rape is never funny." And like stood up and caused a scene, and like she left, and then like her friend came back and started yelling at Sam.
Yes,
how does she get back? How does her friend get back? How does her?
Like
how
she,
does
walked, she just walked back into the building.
Well, because it's like dumb people with some kind of moral thing going on, right? It's like,
but they can't understand just because you say rape, they think he's doing like a pro rape.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they don't know. I think it used to be that you like in the 90s, you'd go on stage and the audience would assume you knew what was right, and then you could do all kinds of wrong jokes,
right?
You know, and it was fine because they were like, okay, you're on the right, you're not really racist or whatever. Even though that got tiring too, but and then now they don't even care at all. If you actually think that stuff or not, they just don't want you to say it.
I think it depends on who it is, though. I mean, he's Sam Morril, skinny, white dude, saying that, fucking fuck you. If you were a black dude, saying, I don't think she would have stood up. I don't think she would have stood up.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that.
Not at all. She would have let it slide. You know,
but less and less than you think. Like
now,
I mean,
it's getting any man is getting fucking. Yeah, it's getting fucked up. But, I mean, look at
you. But maybe you shouldn't do rape jokes. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the right
answer
is.
No, the answer is absolutely you should do it. If you think it's funny, you should try it. If you're not coming from a malicious place and you're trying to write a joke about something that's funny, you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want. That's what we do. Because you don't know where that funny is going to... You don't know how healing that could be, too. You could write a fucked up joke about something crazy that happened to you, and all of a sudden, what difference does it make... If you do it in a one man show form or stand up comedy tempo, you know, it's like, so if I say you laughed at this, you laughed at that, I made fun of this, and all of a sudden when I said something that you didn't like, now you get to stand up. So what if everybody got to stand up on everything that maybe fucked them up a little bit? Oh, fuck. They were
agreed. It's like you can't.
Comedy's
some
dead.
People are going to have to just like suck it up a little bit.
Yeah, this guy wore a hat. In the audience, it wasn't even in the fucking on the show.
What and is the, Proud Boys, by the
it's,
way?
It's a thing that Gavin McGinnis. It's a group of conservatives. It's conservatives, and they're just conservatives. They're right leaning, fucking conservative dudes. And women, and they voted for
they're
Trump.
They're not like pro.
It's men.
What, Nazis? No, they're not.
They're
Nazis.
They're
sympathizing, no, but they're not part of them.
I mean, I think they are.
No.
Proud Boys are the ones who started that tiki torch thing in Charlotte.
But Gavin McGinnis is not a Nazi.
No. I'm saying that he is, but a lot of people, there's a lot of crossover. It's all.
Well, I mean,
you
look,
Antifa
crosses over to Democrats. The Democrats aren't fucking Antifa. You know what I mean? Those guys are fucking
terrorists.
I don't
know that they cross over.
Yeah, they do.
Are Antifa's voting Democrat?
I think probably.
What else are they going to vote?
What are they going to vote?
Don't vote. Don't they? Aren't they like crazy fucking anarchists?
But you don't see them attacking.
Yeah, so kill both of the heads of both parties.
Doesn't Dante Nero have a Proud Boy tattoo?
By accident.
How do you get a what? Is it really?
Yes.
How do you get a Proud Boy tattoo?
You should have him on and tell the story. It's fascinating. It's a really amazing story about how he got involved in it, because they used some of his ideas and stuff, Gavin McGinnis. I don't know. I don't want to say stuff.
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah. You're gonna fuck it.
But
pro gun, pro speech, anti racism, anti racial guilt. So they don't want to be racist, but they don't want racial guilt.
No, they want anti-racism for white people. Yeah. They don't want any more white racism.
Oh. What's wrong with that? No, I'm kidding. No, I mean seriously. Why should be any racism to anybody? That's the one thing I don't.
What's the bottom one there?
It's
reinstating a spirit of Western chauvinism.
Yeah, that's where they gotta get.
Well, because first of all, I want that on
a
shirt.
That sounds fun. That sounds real fun.
I mean, I'm into that.
Also, venerating the housewife is also part of that.
What's venerating mean?
They basically want women to want to be like the old 1950s housewives again.
Gavin McGinnis had me. I was booked to do his podcast.
Yeah,
and then he sent me a clip of him on Fox. I don't know. He was being funny, I guess, to me. Yeah. And it was him saying women should stay at home or whatever with their kids or whatever.
I believe
so,
that.
So I canceled the podcast. I have to take care of my kid.
That's great.
I have to have dinner on by 5.
Yes.
My husband gets home.
Sounds like a lot of fun, but
Bonnie, you are fucking great. I mean, but I think what he's saying is that women want to be home with their family.
Well, women do, but they also want other things, you know.
Well, yeah, he hates that women are not having kids, not being moms, not being wives.
But if I was a guy that like had,
you're close.
If I
you're as close as they come.
If I was a man who had someone,
you have Matt Damon's hair in The Outsiders.
I know, something's wrong with me.
Nothing. All right, whatever.
But that was good. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
No, because I do. I want to, like, I
if
have
I
dinner
was
ready.
A guy.
I keep the house clean. Division of labor really is pretty traditional in our home.
Yeah.
And if I had a husband, it would be amazing. I would completely do things like this to
you
try to keep
husband.
It that way. I mean, if I had a wife, if I was the husband, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, Western chauvinism.
Well,
if
Dawn was like, look, I want to go to work. I'm not doing this. Fuck you. You have to help me do this. Like I told her with the laundry. She goes, you have to do your laundry. I'm not doing the laundry the way you want it done. I go, I won't do it that way. I won't do it either.
You want me to do dondry. Hello, folks. Write that down as a title.
Yeah, take that too while you're at it.
So you're saying you don't do it right, but I'm going to do it worse. So you
here's what
you're
I said.
Saying, I'm doing bobdry.
No, here's hold that. No, here's what I'm saying. Right. I say to you, Dawn, please do not dry my shirts in the dryer.
Right.
Just hang dry them.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, you do it.
Yeah.
And I go, I will not do it. I will just hire somebody to do it. I'll just pay for it.
Oh,
maybe Max could do it. It'd be a sundry.
She's. I take my sundry with me every time I go
like
on
that
the road. I said I'll just pay somebody to do it because I'm not doing it. And she's like, "Well, I'll do it." I'm like, "You don't have to, but if you're gonna do it, fucking do it the right way."
No, yes.
But I mean, it's like if you're gonna do it, this is the way I like it done. If you don't want to do that, I'll just pay somebody to do it because I don't want to do it.
Right.
I'm not going to force you to do my shit the way I want it done. I will just pay for it to get done that way.
Yeah.
Like, if she, like,
you know, you sound like a cunt, right?
Yeah, but it's not, how do I sound like a cunt? Explain it to me.
Because you're
like, if you didn't want to do something, if me and you were married, and you were like,
because you make the money, because you get to go out and make the money, because she's doing you a favor, you don't realize by raising your son day in and day out,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's what she's doing.
Wait a minute, stop. stop.
For you. And you're saying to her, guess what? I'm in charge of the money. So if you don't want to do it, I'll go ahead and use my money any way that I want to. But it's not really your money.
But
it's
wait a second.
Both of your things.
But absolutely. And if she said, I don't want to do the laundry, I'd be like, baby, don't do the laundry. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Don't do it. We'll get somebody to do it. I said, whatever you don't like doing or taxes you, let me know and we'll get somebody to do it or we'll figure out a way.
Because you're in charge of the...
No. Yeah. I don't touch the money, Bonnie.
The lives I don't of touch it. Members
but in your mind,
I don't.
Psychologically, you go, I go out and spend the money. I mean, I go out and make the money, right?
I make the money, yes.
Yes, but you don't take into consideration that... Like,
so what would you have me do? No, you tell me how not... Tell me right now.
Bobby, first of all, your tone of voice.
Take it easy. He's turning, everybody.
This is the first fight we've ever had.
You're my wife.
Yes.
And you say... I say, Bonnie, you can't shrink my shirts. And you're like, well, what are you going to... You say... Well, I'm not hang drying your clothes.
Well, I'm no Don. I would do what you told me to do.
Yeah, she's a cunt too, is what you said.
I'm saying the two of you.
Two cunts living together. No, but seriously, what would you have me do?
But look,
I want to answer. What would you tell me to do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you should go out and get someone to
do it.
The thing is, the fact that you told that story is
problematic.
You think like, oh, I get to spend the money however I want to.
That's not true. I said I'm just
not. You feel though probably a lot more connected to the money because you're making it.
No, I don't feel. I don't feel connected to my money at all. Unlike maybe you guys, I come home, I give her the check. She tells me what I can do and what I can't do. If I want to buy something, I go, look, I want to get this. She's like, okay. Or she'll say, you don't need it. We're not getting it. She's the one in charge.
Right, wait a minute.
So you understand? She's the one in charge of the money, really. I don't give a fuck about money.
You didn't say to her, hey, if you don't want to do it, would it be all right if I went and got someone to do it?
What the fuck? Am I a pussy? See? What are you,
there
out of
you
your
go.
Mind?
There
Get
you go.
The fuck out of here. Honey,
case
want me to do my eyebrows like a dog, little puppy, too? Look at me. What am I doing? Honey, would it be okay if I... Hang on. Would it be all right if you don't do it, if I could pay some Chinese lady to do it?
That's right. That's now you're
Joe,
getting it.
What?
Joe, don't do that.
Well, sorry.
That's racist.
That's their tune, yeah, man.
Listen.
Nick DiBallo here in studio with us.
The fuck? Fuck that bitch. NickDip.com. Come on. See me. Okay.
No, I don't want to fight with you about it, but I
no, but I'm listening to you. I will listen to you. I just don't understand why I have to.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
But why would I have? Why I'm not forcing her to. I'm not like, well, fuck you, and have an argument about it. I'm just like, I get it. I don't want to do it either.
I guess initially when you told the story, it sounded like she's the maid, and you're like, hey, you better hang up these shirts. I don't want them.
No.
And then she's like, I don't want to hang them up. And instead of you saying like, all right, I'll hang them up, you're like, I'll pay someone. I'm a king.
No. She, like, I told her, I go, why don't we just send the laundry out? Why the fuck do
yes,
it?
Yes, right.
I'm like, why even do it?
Right.
But she loves having a dryer. I remember when we got the house, she was like, I can't wait to pick my washer and dryer out. Like, I don't know what that is. She's old school. We have a maid. I had to beg her to get a maid. I literally was like, please, you're working. Stop. Just get somebody to help you clean the house.
Right.
We get a maid that comes in every other week. She cleans the fucking house before the fucking maid.
Bet everyone does that.
I mess the house up more.
Yeah.
I fucking spill shit. Yeah. I eat on the couch.
You don't respect the maid.
I know,
or because, women.
First of all, they're Mexicans, and I do respect them. I just want to make sure she's doing her fucking job.
Mike is right there.
Yeah, he's fucking,
and he is a Mexican woman.
How do you think I got my maid? His aunt.
That's how I got this job, actually.
I make a mess. I'm like, they're coming in 20
I know,
minutes.
It makes more sense your way, but I don't know why. It's like,
what is that?
Well, psychologically, women are fucked up, I guess. No, I don't know. We think about other people too much. It's a shitty, shitty quality that we have.
Is that embedded in you over years of the way men and women are, or is that something that's in women?
I have no idea. I'm not a psychologist or a scientist of any kind, but I do. I think women care. I think women have like a deeper sense of what someone else is feeling. Just, and I have a theory about it on stage, even.
What?
Like a woman can tell like when she should leave the party, like if she's not fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, she gets...
That's hilarious. I love you threw that caveat right in there. If she's not fucking on Molly.
If she's... no, but, you know, you kind of, you read the room. I think we're just a little bit better at reading if someone's pissed off or upset. So when you're on stage doing stand-up, you can tell that energy, too, a little more deeply, maybe. What? I think. That's just a stupid theory that I have. And I have thousands more theories.
I think
things.
That I am... I can actually sense when the room's fucked up, but I think that I'm in touch with my feelings a little more than the average asshole.
Maybe.
So maybe I'm a...
Then that would speak more to my theory is correct, right?
Yeah, because I always see these men... I'm not going to mention who they are, but they make these...
Mention? Sorry, guys. I'm just going to be supplying the puns on this episode. It's a little too real for me.
You don't like this stuff?
No, I do. I'm enjoying it.
I know there's... Like, I'm like an alpha male. I like alpha male shit, but there's certain...
A bully, yeah.
To you, fag.
Oh my God! Bleep that!
Don't bleep it.
Not say
keep
faggot
it in.
On the
I
show.
I didn't say it, Lewis. I didn't say faggot. You added fagot. I said fag.
Sorry.
I think that certain guys though are so manly that
right here.
You're not one of them. You're not one of them. You're not even close to
what
it.
What do you mean? I'm a top.
You're not a top. You're a side. I don't relate. I can't be that guy. I can't. I really would love to have that type of decision making and that type of always kind of serious fucking thought process and
analytical.
I don't know, analytical, but tough. It's like a tough thing.
Right.
And I just don't have it. I don't fucking have it. I get too silly. I like silly shit. But that because I'm so emotional. I'm an open wound.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that about you. You cry?
I cry. Man, I cry so much now. It sucks. My wife came out. Oh, my
God. She's gay?
Yeah, my wife came out and I cried. I was like, I'm gay too. And then we both hung the shirts in the backyard. I remember she came out and I just looked at her and I started crying. Because I felt overwhelming fucking love for my wife.
I had that recently, too.
That's so cute.
Yeah, but it fucks me up because you can't... Did you have it, really?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a weird thing, right?
It's like a dream come true. You got a buddy.
But my girl does this.
He's not doing it now.
It's nice.
This is what my girl does. This is what my wife does, which fucks it up for me. She goes, aw.
I know.
It's like, you fucking asshole.
Right.
You're supposed to do it back.
Oh.
Well, she's supposed to go, I love you too, baby. But she's like, aw, like I'm a little puppy.
Yeah, she consoles you.
That's what's tricky, because you've got to be emotional and sweet and thoughtful and nice. Yes. But then you also have to fuck at some point.
Yeah, well,
you got to, because that's what I get afraid of. We're going to be two buddies.
Well, that's
couple of buddies. And then I'm eating her pussy and she's like, this sucks. I got my cousin.
Happen anyway. I mean, you get to that point. It's like, you know, people who have like sibling fantasies, they're going to love being married. You know, because it gets to that level at some point.
Well,
by the way, the headlamp is great that you gave me.
Which one?
The headlamp.
Yeah, that's great.
Get right in there.
For the puss?
Yeah, you can see all the lines and such.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is that a real thing?
No, it's for camping. It's not for eating box. Fucking idiot. You're not supposed to see it.
It's just versatile.
Oh,
what are you, a fucking monster
think of
doctor?
Worse.
Dude.
Oh, my God. But you'd have to have it, like, on your chin, I guess.
On your nose. I know. I used to have this joke in my act when my therapist told me you should just tell your wife that she hurt your feelings. Stop getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I did that once. I was like, you hurt my feelings. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, but it just hurts when you say that. And I got real emotional. She's like, all right, I get it. But the joke was, all right, I get it, fag. Relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she was like, I get it. And I was like, and then I'm sitting there like, all right, I had to kind of get my manhood back. I was like, oh, fucking, you know.
You got to hit her to get it back a little bit, you know.
I can't believe guys used to just hit women. That's just like phenomenal to me that just dudes.
But we used to hit everything. I mean, not to like make it okay, but people used to be so mean to animals.
Oh my God.
All the time.
Like,
we have, believe it or not, Twitter aside, we have gotten kinder as a people, you know.
Yeah, remember if you watch a Western, the way they used to treat horses and
I mean, unbelievable.
Just kick a dog. But it wouldn't be like a stunt dog. It'd be the real dog in the movie. He just fucking kicked it.
Well, they used to take a... I mean, the way they used to train horses was they would just take a horse and tie and just whip the shit out of it and have somebody sit on it and just whip it.
Break it.
Yeah, you literally broke it.
That's what you did to your wife, too. You break these women.
Break your wife.
Yeah, break your wife.
Break your dog. That's how you get things, I guess, to...
That's my fantasy.
Do what you want to do.
What, break your wife or the dog?
No, someone sits on me and whips me and makes me eat my own cum, you know? What?
While you're wearing a miner's light.
What is wrong with you?
I'm having fun.
I never, but it's, his range is really fucking unbelievable, if you think about
Thank you.
He goes from puns to the dirtiest shit.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Like, you don't know where he's going with it.
It's all comedy.
He's fucking hee-haw than HBO. Immediately. What the fuck?
Did you ever watch the Deacon Jones video? I think we talked about it before.
What's that?
Deacon Joe. You can pull it. It's a funny YouTube clip, but basically his big move, he's a defensive lineman.
Right.
And his big move was he would slap a guy upside the head.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's illegal now.
Yeah.
But he's talking really like earnestly about it, genuinely. And he's like, anytime you hit a man or a woman upside the head, they get a little dazed. But he says it in the way he's being PC, like he's, it's the third one down there.
Third one down.
No, that's not it. Deacon Jones, there it is. Wait, this is a 6-minute clip, though. This is like a 20-second one.
Yeah, because I think people didn't care about life that much the way that we do now, right?
There it is, the second one there.
Wasn't so precious.
Yeah, on the others.
It's pretty great.
Getting it ready.
Deacon Jones. That sounds like a guy who hits women.
Oh, my God.
It's really funny. And it remained on NFL Films for like 25 years until finally someone was like, you got to take this down.
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Atkins' threat of breaking arms was the reality of the Deacon Jones head slap.
The head slap was to do two purposes. One was to give myself an initial head start on the pass rush. In other words, an extra step. Because anytime you go upside a man's head or a woman, then they have a tendency to blink the eyes, or close the eyes. That's all I need.
Oh my God.
He says it like he's being inclusive.
Yes.
Like he's like a progressive guy. Anytime you hit a man or a woman, I'm not saying it's just
men. But isn't that even called equal rights?
That's just what they're calling
equal rights. Rights and lefts for women. It's great.
That's insane.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Or woman. Now...
Women will like also blink if you slap them.
There must have been a woman sound person. You know, every day, man or woman.
Well, you get, but the thing is that you don't even see sexism at some point when you're living in it. Like, people probably didn't notice that.
No, they put that out. I mean, that was on the TV show for years.
Nobody stopped. It's so weird, even if you just go back to even like early 90s or 80s movies, how crazy some of the shit is. Like, in a romantic comedy, they'll slap a woman around and practically rape her, and then she falls in love with the guy. You're like, this seems wrong.
Seems a little wrong.
Well, Overboard was a hit. No, they're remaking it now, but that was a hit movie, and the whole movie's based on rape.
Yes, it's
it's a rape movie. A rom-com.
It's a kidnapping rape movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they're remaking it now with a guy. Isn't it weird?
It came out already.
Yeah, but it probably didn't. I mean, you're kidnapping and raping a guy, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, Anna Faris kidnaps the dude.
And takes him home?
Yeah.
And does she
seems like somebody who, like, in real life.
Yeah, she has crazy eyes a little bit.
Yes.
Is that what's his name's ex-wife?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah. Oh, Chris Pratt. What?
She's so funny, though.
Fucking, dude, her and the Brian Reynolds movie, Just Friends.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
She's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I've never seen them.
You never saw Just Friends?
No.
Oh, my fucking God. You don't bring it up. Just watch it.
Mike's pulling up the whole movie.
Bring up the whole movie. Let's just
watch it tonight.
Guys, relax. Get some popcorn. What's your name on the couch?
Chris.
Chris, what's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy? We have a new... We're trying guests again.
Yeah, easing it in.
We're easing it in.
I feel like the last time I was here, you were like, we're trying guests again. Then they killed two people. And now...
What?
On the show.
They killed people?
Yeah.
Who?
There was some knife play. I think you said, no, I'm not going to do it again. Here we are. Back guests.
Anna Faris in that movie was fun. You got to see that movie.
I like that you don't get what I'm doing.
I have no idea. I'm just moving on.
It's like Bobby hit the skip on that one. I'm not into this one.
Yeah, I can't do that. My eye is red. It's hurting now. I can't stop thinking about my eye because Joe brought it up. It's probably nothing.
It looks better now.
All right, well, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, you're good.
I probably did I rub poo in it? I don't know. Like, I always get worried about...
You could get really sick if you did that.
I get worried about poo, having a kid...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You don't want to get poo inside of you.
You want to have it inside of you, just your poo.
Only your poo. Well, if you put other people's poop in you, it can change your stomach bacteria.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, that's one of the things they do if you have like, shitty microbes or something.
What?
If your gut flora is bad, yeah.
Thank you for giving
words. How do you know? Did you swallow somebody's poo?
No, they don't swallow it. They put it inside you.
They inject it.
They just jam shit in your asshole?
It's like an opposite of an
enema.
Yes.
So they
put someone else's shit in you. Somebody who has good flora.
Good shit.
So they push shit into your asshole?
Yes, and then it changes your gut plankton. I don't know what the words are.
Yeah. Oh, come on with the pictures.
So what?
It's not, it's a picture. It's not even poop.
So let's say are you on stomach medication, Bobby?
No. Why would you assume that? Why would you say it?
No, because Rich is. That's what. Oh, he is. Like, and he's got to take all this.
I don't take anything.
It's like he's to take like 18 million somethings a day or something, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he does take a lot of pills.
They're trying to get me on heart medication right now. I have slightly high blood pressure.
They want you to be part of the fucking thing.
You're getting on the cycle, and you're not going to be able to get off.
You won't be able to get off.
What do you mean?
Stay away from their food and stay away from their drugs.
Yeah, and the bloody eye. They're going to want you to do the bloody eye.
What are you talking about?
The pharmaceuticals, dude.
Ferment.
Yes.
You know what? You know what people say? Oh, vegan, you're not a badass. I am a badass because I fucking hate that they think they're tricking me, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat their fucking poison food.
What is their poison food, Bonnie?
All of it. Whatever, you know, meat, dairy, wheat.
Is it poison?
It's poison.
What are you talking about? What is going on?
I'm sorry.
Talk to me. What are you talking about?
The food is poisoned.
The bread's poison? You don't eat bread.
Monsanto? Look it up.
You don't eat bread?
No, not
at all.
And it's one of my favorite things in the world. I think of it like
what do you eat?
Like I'm an alcoholic.
What do you eat?
What do you mean?
What do you have to eat?
Like,
what'd you have for lunch?
I had some avocado. Oh, I had a hummus plate.
What about
not the bread?
You didn't eat the bread.
No, like all Whole Foods.
Like, okay.
No, I'm fucking so embarrassed I've gotten into this.
You have no rice. No rice. You don't eat rice.
No, I do eat rice.
You have rice.
Yes.
No pasta.
No pasta.
Joe, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I'll have gluten-free.
Gluten-free. You can have pasta.
Gluten-free pasta.
So you don't eat gluten?
Mm-hmm. I could have anything I want. It's not because of a gluten sensitivity.
Happened to the palms of your hands?
Oh, that's...
Are you jerking off a cow? Why?
A cow's a girl.
Sorry. Were you milking a girl cow? Fucking asshole.
Oh, my God. Will you come take my boot camp?
What's your boot camp? Do you have a smart boot camp I can take?
Why we should ban livestock.
Listen to me. Why you don't want to eat cows?
Well, it's not if you had a cow in your backyard that you fed yourself.
My wife does. I love a good old self-deprecating fat joke. Moo. Go ahead.
It's not the actual.
All right, Mike, settle down. All right, too much laughing. What? It's not the cow.
Serious. It's.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. Go ahead. Fucking Bonnie, go ahead. Go ahead.
You want to get poisoned by your fucking government? You go ahead. I'm not. I stepped off the treadmill, buddy.
I got to get on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Is there a gluten-free treadmill I can get on? Wait a minute. You telling me I don't have to use the treadmill? Yeah. I'm fucking in.
Get off the treadmill.
I'm in. Yeah, so, you know, I've been thinking about this. I went to... last year when I went to... where the fuck did I go? Belgium.
Oh.
Okay, sure.
Their food was so clean, so good, so healthy. Even their shit food didn't make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
And...
Their government probably isn't poisoning them at the rate that our government is.
Well, you can't put any of the stuff that we put on our... It's in none of it. And everything's real small. Like their grocery stores are small. Mm-hmm. Their fridges are small. They eat for 2 days. They shop for 2 days. They eat it, and then they go shop again. We go shop for a month. You know what I mean? I came back. I was like, how does How does meat stay for so long? How does the cheese, you know, how does the turkey stay? How does all this stuff like last so fucking long? It should be just killed yesterday and eaten the next couple of days, but it's in Texas or somewhere, killed and shipped and frozen and shit's put in it and steroids and all this.
Yes, they're putting so much shit in your food. It's crazy.
Sodium.
Yeah, I would love, I wish I had the power to fucking be a vegan.
You don't have to be a vegan, but you, but it's.
I'm sorry, I meant gay.
I wish I had a cock in my ass.
That's my song. That's my song. I'm sorry. How did you learn that?
I wish I had a cock in my ass.
No, I wish I had the power to. Like, the vegan is so.
But you don't have to be a vegan, but you could just go Whole Foods.
Foods, the store, or.
Like, no, but literally, when they don't process it, you have a much better chance of eating something good.
So, no meat.
Well, you can go somewhere and get meat that's like you. I'm sure there's somewhere near you that has like where you could get half a cow.
Yeah.
You stop saying cow and looking at me like that.
Well, people don't generally get whales to eat.
I ate whale in Norway.
Was it good?
Shit really bad after.
Did you really eat whale?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was pretty good. It was like leathery. It felt. It was black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I ate reindeer and whale in the same sitting, and then reindeer. I shit brown and black.
I ate a reindeer sausage in Alaska, and I threw up immediately.
What?
Oh, yikes.
I just, it didn't, I just, I don't know if it was, I don't know even if it was bad. I just kept thinking reindeer, and I just was like, ugh, this tastes different.
Mm-mm.
I think I want to get, I think I
Santa's
do.
Santa's going to be a little slower this year.
My favorite voice you do, by the way. That's the one she does when Voss is telling a story, and she'd be like,
oh, here he goes.
That's the funniest thing in the world. All right, now, if you have been caught up, he's talked about golf.
I believe this is the end of Act One.
Shut up, Bonnie.
That's not good. That's a pretty good Voss. It's a little different. I like to do a little.
It sounded like Keith to me.
God damn it, shut your face. I don't know if I could become a vegan. I just don't know. I think I would way overeat. Just be me and a fucking, like a fucking huge bowl of rice, just shoveling it in my face.
I'm not suggesting that it's that you do it for any other reason than to say to your fucking government, no. No, I won't be tricked like this. I'm going to take a control of my own life.
Am I Italian? Was I am I from Italy? I'm going to take a control of my own life. My name is Giuseppe.
We think we're going to be killed by the terrorists from the outside, but we're being killed from the inside, don't you see?
Who's
what
that?
Was that?
I don't know. I liked it.
I got Bamford-y at the end.
Yeah, it got very Bamford-y. I liked it. I mean, yeah, our government is fucking, I guess, putting shit in. That's those documentaries on Netflix always scare the shit out of me at fucking 2 in the morning.
He goes, you saw a documentary on meat, you won't eat meat. You saw a documentary on wheat, you won't eat wheat. He goes, then you guys see a documentary on the dangers of documentaries.
I might have
punched that up for him.
There's no way he got that out. He got the first two, and the last one he went, you wait till you see one, there's going to be one on a show.
Huh? Yeah.
And you went, you mean documentary? Yeah, you know what I meant. I think I did a respectful Voss without,
yes,
you know,
yes.
That was pretty good, right?
Yes.
I think that it's weird because you do go to other countries and half the shit we put in our food is illegal. You cannot put it in. I remember in Belgium looking at like the difference between... there was a kid snack over there as opposed to his snack over here. There was just 3 ingredients over there.
Yeah.
And there was 15 over here.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, because Dawn tries to keep up on that shit. But it's like trying to get your kid not to watch TV all the time. Yeah. Every once in a while, you're like, just turn the fucking TV on.
Right, no. I mean, just what are you going to fucking...
Go days.
You going to hang out with your kid all day?
Yeah. No. Don't you feel guilty?
I don't let my kid do more than 12 hours a day of digital stuff.
12 hours?
It's almost bedtime. Get him.
All right, put that down. Her eyes are just going up and down like that. Are you going to have kids, Joey?
No. You ask me this a lot, and then I say no, and then you go, dude, when you have kids, you're going to be able to do. We're out.
I do sometimes feel like I wouldn't want to tell someone to have kids, but I do sometimes feel bad that they can never know what we know.
Yeah.
Like
true love.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a kid looks like naked.
Well, you could know that.
Someone's going to get you for the first 11 years.
It's called the dark
of
web.
Their life.
Well, there is something. I mean, Max, oh my God.
Doesn't he think you're the funniest?
He's the
greatest?
Best. He actually, yeah, he's just great.
I have fans that think I'm funny, though.
Yeah, but those will go away.
But you don't wake up with them in the morning.
You don't. They don't run in the room and curl up in your neck and go, yeah. Dad, I love you.
Yeah. No.
And then give you a kiss on the cheek.
That's sweet.
And then and yeah. then your wife
Nor
goes.
Nor do they go, I'm hungry.
There's that.
I want to go camping too.
There's that.
All right, relax. Don't
Sorry,
bring up real
I didn't
things.
Mean to bring up a real one.
The fuck, man.
You could have just gone to go poop on the neck. That would have been enough.
I would have shit on my neck.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bon Jovi concert.
What?
Fucking oh, Gabby got us tickets to the Bon Jovi concert. We're literally side. Side stage, Bon Jovi, Max is on my neck, just fucking singing, you know, fucking devil hand. He's having a blast. And then I smell poop.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
oh,
like,
God.
I'm like, did you poop? He's like, yeah.
So on my neck?
Yeah. On my, I just didn't smell my neck until I got home.
Oh, God.
I was like, honey, smell my neck. She's like, but yeah, she took me right into her father's dressing room. Right with her on stage, I cleaned his asshole. Rolled everything up on a towel and threw it in his father's
yes.
barrel.
Oh my God.
With the underwear too.
Yeah.
Some poor guy's gonna find kid underwear with shit in it.
Yes.
And some rock and roll guy's fucking dressing room. Like,
it's gonna be an article about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Evidence. Oh, it's gonna be an evidence. fuck me. Whatever.
Well, when you watch other parents do it, it looks like hell. Like when you watch another parent like carrying that car seat, yeah. you know, thing, you're like, oh, gross. But when you're doing it, it's not that bad.
But it is fucking hell. It's bad. Flying with a fucking child is a nightmare. I don't even know how the Cotters ever did it. Like Tom Cotter and Kerry
oh,
Lewis.
Oh my God, I think about that too. Sometimes.
I don't know how they fucking do that.
But it Serpico end. And now what? They have teenagers. They're jerking off and all their stuff.
Yep.
It's not like
that's
it
why
gets
you get
better.
You get their own bathroom. They're not jerking off on your stuff. They're jerking off their own stuff.
I guess. I jerked off in t-shirts and socks and then threw them in the laundry.
You're a piece of shit. You're kidding me.
I was a kid.
I know, but now do you think back and think like, oh, my mom knew.
But I don't know.
Of course. My mother was handling my cum. It's terrible.
But why? I don't understand why you would.
Maybe that's why guys are just more entitled than women. That's like a good place where it starts. Where they're like, I could just jerk off into something my mother will take care
yeah,
of.
The woman in my, the woman in my life has always cleaned up my cum.
Yes.
If you don't do it, I'll pay somebody to do it.
But now I want to eat my own cum, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here he goes. It's the second show on a Friday night.
I fucking love it. yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know why, guys. I never jerked off into socks or underwear or shirts. I just jerked off into a napkin, and then I cleaned it up. Or I jerked off on me, and I wiped it up.
But the napkin, you have to go get the napkin. I'd have to walk into the kitchen with my parents and
no,
be like,
for
I just
Bobby, it was right next to a sandwich.
I mean, you wouldn't wait till afterwards.
Everybody stepped on that.
Not everybody. Mike,
joke.
Don't say everybody. Mike stepped on it.
All right, there you go.
I'm sorry.
He said it.
All right.
What were you going to say, Mike? What was your joke?
I just said you didn't wait till afterwards. That was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, know. Yours wasn't great, but at least it came right on the heels of a good one.
Yeah. Want to try it again?
What? Yeah, Bobby, would you have to go into the kitchen to get a napkin?
I don't get it. Wait, what?
We're trying to reset up your joke.
Oh, I said Bobby, his was right next to his sandwich.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm.
Yeah, we lost it.
hopefully they heard it the first one.
No, but you don't have to go on. But first of all, Joe, you go in, you get some napkins.
Why?
Right?
Why are you getting napkins, Bob? Bobby, why are you getting napkins
That's
right now?
Dead on, my mom, by the way.
Where are you going with all my fucking napkins?
Did I just buy a bunch of napkins the other day?
I just came back from Stop Market.
From Fargo?
Yeah. Where's my napkins gone?
My mother's from Squam Lake in New Hampshire. Did she just buy some napkins?
My friend Lynn. Do you know Lynn Shawcroft?
I don't know.
She told me she has a crush on you.
Does she?
Wow.
I love
yeah.
her. Tell her I
yeah,
like her, too.
She loved you on the roast.
Yeah, tell her I love her.
Oh, my God.
But she's this funny thing. She said, like,
she'd
if
get I, crushed by him.
Bring up Lynn. Let me see what Lynn looks like.
Like a, she was married to Mitch Hedberg. She's, you, I'm
oh,
sure you
yeah,
know
yeah, I do know she is. Yeah, she's
and,
great.
So,
She doesn't really do stand-up that much, but she's very funny.
Mike doesn't understand when I go, oh, yeah. And he's like, so you don't have to bring it up? No, bring it up, dummy. I was lying to her.
Up MikeSuarez.com.
Yeah, what
here,
are you
I'll
doing?
Show you a picture.
No, we got a guy who does that.
No,
don't do it.
I want to show you this one. It's good, a picture.
Forget it, Mike. It's
Shaw
over. The movie's
Croft.
The moment's
Lenny
lost.
Lenny Shawcroft. Anyway, so she used to do this thing where she'd say, like a guy that has...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a guy that has somebody like in their back shed and the wife doesn't know. And the wife's like, what happened to that old mattress that we had? Why is there blood on the towel? I don't understand.
Why are the kids naked in the shower together again? Yes. Oh, my God, that's funny. Who's the girl on the way back?
That's Morgan Murphy.
Oh, I love Mo. Does she have a red sash around her waist? What is she, a fucking a Three Musketeer?
I don't know. I don't know what year that
Morgan's
is, but
so
that's
funny.
Gotta be.
Morgan's hilarious. Yeah, dude, you don't.
What'd you do? You went.
I went in.
Right, here's you go to jerk off. Nobody, your mother's in the kitchen.
Nobody's in the kitchen. Why is she in the kitchen? She doesn't stay in the kitchen.
She's a woman.
All right, so.
Oh, but also, can we just plug the roast? Too?
Yeah, we're going to plug the roast. Okay. Dude, you go in the kitchen, you grab a bunch of paper towels, like four.
So nobody's in your kitchen.
Nobody's in the
hallway, the living room.
Nobody's there. And you know what you can do, too, when everybody's out one day? You can just go get a roll and put it in your room. And your mother will know what it is and leave it there. Instead of, of course she wouldn't. Oh, I don't have to touch his jizz shirts.
I would go and get paper towels when I could. Because tissues
are
no good.
You're not at fucking Papillon.
Yeah,
you're not in a prison.
I'm in my bedroom and my father and mother are out in the kitchen.
So you know what? You postpone jerking off.
No, you don't. You can't postpone jerking off when you're young.
Yes, you can.
It wasn't until like 2 years ago I stopped jerking off that much. I used to fake shits to jerk off. Like, I gotta go take a shit.
You jerk off
like in a public place?
Like if we were all hanging out right here.
Oh, my God.
I gotta take a dump, and then you have to jerk off the time that it might take to shit.
I'm gonna ask you this, and I want you to answer me honestly.
Yes.
Have you ever jerked off in this studio bathroom?
No.
Have you ever taken a shit here?
I've never done either.
Both those things seem equally bad. Like, I think you'd be better off going, I'm going to go jerk off, than, like, I mean...
No, that's not socially acceptable.
I've been taught you hide your shits.
You should. You're a woman.
You shit fast. You flush right away. Yeah. Then you do the rest of your business. Then you flush again.
I think the best shit ever... is when you
had a shit in public.
When you don't hear the you don't hear it coming out, you just hear the plop. When it's just plop, like it comes out so quick and easy, and it's
I don't like it when it's that fast. I like to enjoy a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Like a nice long slow.
Like a rope.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't.
Like the squatty potty shits.
When you can feel it like wrapping around itself like an ice cream cone.
Yeah, where you're like, this is going to leave a mark.
I like when the consistency is not moist, not dry. It's like clay-like.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out and no, you can't hear it coming out of your asshole. It just goes.
Like a baby coming. Like
plop.
A,
yeah.
Like a baby. That's
like a baby comes out.
Come.
A baby comes out. It's fucking.
I like a little bit of a scratchy poop sometimes.
What do you mean?
It feels good. It feels good.
What do you mean a scratchy poop?
You've never had a scratchy poop?
When it
like
comes
too
out?
Much roughage, and then it's like, ah, it kind of like.
It hurts?
Too much roughage isn't really a thing that Bobby's experiencing.
No.
You're going to experience some roughage.
What do you mean? Like
I'm
going to
rough you up.
Oh, rough housing.
It's like a body scrub, but for your insides.
Have you ever? I do like
it's exfoliating.
Well, they
yes.
say if you eat like seeds, sesame seeds, it's good because it scrapes everything on the way through.
Yeah.
It's bad, though, because it gets stuck. Sesame seeds get stuck in your colon, and a lot of people get that fucking shit disease. What's that called? Hang on one second.
We've done a lot of shit stuff today.
Dawn, I'm live on the podcast. What's up, baby?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling to say hi. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. We're in the middle of it. We're talking about poops.
Are those shirts done yet?
That's a fun conversation.
I told Bonnie at the time when you were like, I go, look it. I want you to hang dry my shirts because that's, and you were like, I'm not doing it. You do it. And I says, well, I'm not doing it. I'm going to pay for it. And then you were like, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, and then I still get accused of shrinking your shirts.
That's just because I'm fat and I'm insecure.
Yeah.
I used to have that joke. I screamed at her one night, and I go, "You shrunk my shirts." And she was like, "Did I shrink the bed in the car too, fatso?" All right, don't laugh. All right, cool. You with the kid?
Yes, we're on the swings. We have the mister going, and Max had a great day. So that's what I was calling for.
I'll be home. I'll be home by 8 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
I love
bye,
you.
Bye, Dawn.
I love you.
Bye, Dawn.
Everybody said bye. Everybody said bye.
Bye.
Everybody,
bye.
Everybody loves Dawn.
Bye. Max,
bye. Bye, Max.
Bye.
Max sounds like your wife.
Yeah. We don't have a kid. We rent a kid
she
every barbecue.
She doesn't do the impression anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Rent a kid.
Have you ever physically fought with Voss?
No.
Never?
No.
Yeah, me and Dawn did.
What?
No, don't say that on the air.
No, we did. I did a joke about it a long time ago. Yeah, we were in Culver City in L.A. and it was, you know, whatever. We were fighting about something.
Pre-kid,
pre-dogs.
Wow.
And what was that?
Oh. Sorry.
I was barbecuing chicken. And she said something to me, really twatty, and I was like, listen, I'm just going to do this. And then I said something back twatty, and we were in this fucking argument.
Yeah.
But I was holding this piece of raw chicken in my hand.
Oh, no, you threw it at her.
Well, I went to throw it off the balcony.
Right.
Because we had those L.A. shit balconies when you move in. We have a balcony! And you never use it, and it's just this shit balcony that nobody ever uses. So I'm like, fuck chicken! And I went to throw it, and it slipped.
Mm.
And it literally landed flush on her cheek and made... That sound.
Yeah. Wow, you're the Deacon Jones of comedy.
And then it slid down her face. And I was like, oh. I was like, baby, I didn't fucking mean to hit you with it. I immediately was like.
That probably felt exactly like your sweaty hand.
Well, I remember she called me kid.
Yeah.
She went kid. And her fist balled up and she came at me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because she had three older brothers. They're all 6'4".
Right.
They used to beat the shit out of her all the time.
Right.
You can't make my wife tap. Like, I've tried to make her tap, like bend her arm, or we'd be wrestling or whatever. She's like, no, fuck you. It's not happening. Go fuck yourself.
You guys sound like you have a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
We do. But I remember I was on top of her and I was holding her down. I'm like, she's like, get off me, kid. I'm like, stop calling me kid. I love you. I fucked up. I did.
Yeah.
She's like, get the fuck off me, kid. It was like fighting a kid from Southie.
Oh my God, no, yes.
Dude, I'm not going to do nothing, kid. Get off. No, I swear to God. Come here.
Yeah.
I'll fucking murder you, kid.
She's thinking, where's the baseball bat?
Oh, she's a tough kid. That's the only time we ever fought.
Well, it was a great story. And I feel like it's empowering. A lot of people.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? You should hit your wife. No, I'm kidding. You never hit a guy ever?
When I was, you know, in my early 20s, I was living in Toronto, and we would have like fights in the backyard with guys would come. I mean, it was just drunken.
Guys would come?
I mean, guys would come over. They'd be like, you know, I don't think any other girls were there, but I would, you know, it was like comics, and we'd get drunk and we'd fight and stuff. It was very Canadian.
Was Canadian is fighting?
Yeah, and then I would get my face just pushed into the ground sometimes.
Boy, another fantasy.
Wait a minute.
And then I'd be in the shower. I would be like, I'm fine. Then I'd go in the shower and cry and stuff.
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Barty, no, it was like,
first of all,
brutal.
I accidentally threw chicken at my wife's face,
yeah.
And I have a healthy relationship, and you're getting your face mushed
into
dirt?
Yeah, but this is like just drunken. I mean, we were like loaded. I don't know how much we could drink, but
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
That's
a lot when you mush a girl's face into dirt.
I mean, it was like aggressive. We're just getting our aggressions out, I guess.
Fuck, what?
It's weird, yeah.
What is up with Canadians?
I don't know. It was like, and there was like no punching or anything. It was more like wrestling.
Just mushing?
Yeah.
Wrestling and then mushing the
like
face?
Like a little bit of rape and no, there was no rape.
Don't make fun of rape.
No, you're right.
I'm not fucking believable.
Gabby, you ever hit anybody?
No.
I'll take over for a minute.
She's never hit.
No.
No.
But
she's
people used to fight all the time on the Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Yeah, she's from the Jersey. She's Jersey trash, but she's not trash.
Right.
She is trash in certain ways.
Yeah.
You're trashy, but you hide it well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do.
You
have,
so much.
Well, you're very happy. You're not an asshole. Jersey trash. You're not a dick. You're not violent.
Don't you think no state has gotten a worse rap than Jersey. New Jersey?
Yeah,
Florida.
It's so
Florida.
Stereotyping.
It's
well,
an amazing
Florida.
State.
Florida. It's
Florida.
The one below us.
But
it's
no,
the
but,
only one.
But Florida's
Florida,
actually
Texas,
shitty.
New Jersey, but,
like, New Jersey is, like, people have no idea, most of the country, that New Jersey is like a beautiful state. Like the Jersey Shore is like spectacular.
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
There's like these great state parks and there's great artists from there. Most people have either only been on the highway or they know it from the TV show like The Sopranos.
Yeah. My favorite crowds is Jersey. I love Jersey.
They're great.
Yeah.
But like Florida's actually, I mean, there's great parts of Florida, obviously, but there's a bunch of fucking garbage in Florida.
Yeah. Well, I think that Jersey got a bad rap back in the 70s. You know, what exit? All that horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, because there really isn't.
There's no picturesque way to get into New York or get. Like, you have to go pretty far before it's like, oh, okay. You know, it just looks like stacks of fucking.
Yeah, it looks like shit. And, it just looks like factories and roads and highways.
And airport,
And toll booths. And then you get off, and then a few minutes later, you're in these neighborhoods that are beautiful and, you know, nice. But yeah, it looks like shit.
And everybody's like, forget about it and stuff like New Jersey. And you know what my neighbors sound like?
What?
Would you like to come in for some tea? So it's
that's not Joe. You can't.
My town's all Guidos, though, for sure.
It
like
is.
Big mobby Guidos. Colts Neck in New Jersey. It's all Staten Island.
She
can
say Guidos, but I can't go. That seems unfair.
No, I'm just saying that, and hence your joke.
Oh,
you can do whatever you want.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Whoa, 9/11.
That's India. That's not. It's a different people. That's wrong. That's
sorry.
Wrong.
Just kidding, everybody.
It's all guinea wops.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Bob.
I'm one of them.
Calling?
I can't. It's my.
You're
not
a grease ball.
I'm Irish Italian.
Oh, all right.
What the fuck? I can say it.
She must have a medium dick. Hello, folks.
I do.
Hello.
It's fucking medium. It's my. I'm not even gonna say it. Maximum. Why do you have an innie? I'm kidding. Gabby went. Some of my belly button. It was my Pekka. You grew up with all trash, but how did you come out like this?
I am trash. It's just hidden behind
a blonde fairy goddess vegan princess.
Sure.
Are you vegan?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh, wow!
See? Look
you
at
guys
that.
Are fucking excited to meet each
buddies.
Other.
So why are you vegan?
why are you gonna say it like that?
I want to know. I like to know why people choose things. Everybody thinks it's because you love animals. It's not necessarily.
I don't really care about that.
You get this 11 though, right here. This little angry 11. Like,
that's
why are you
just age? Come on, cut me some slack.
How old are you?
Why would you ask me that? You're a dick.
What are you? 20? 27?
Yeah.
35.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 35?
Yep. You got it.
Nice. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You did. You really aged well. When I met you, you were just an okay chick. And now you're a sexy woman.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that good?
I don't know.
Come on. So why are you a vegan? Tell her.
I have a very Jewish stomach. Just, it's easier to be a vegan.
What?
And I watch a lot of documentaries, too. And I was like, ugh.
And since it was our, it's like you're allergic to something, but you get to go around and be morally superior. Than
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, I like the status.
It really is a fucking shit move. When somebody's like, oh, I'm a vegan, I'm like, oh, you're better than me. You can just not eat things.
Yeah.
You can just stop eating stuff. And Voss is a vegetarian, right?
No, he eats
chicken.
Chicken and turkey.
And turkey burgers.
And his dick on stage. Hello.
He also eats soft shell crab.
I know, I heard about that. You don't like soft shell
crabs. It's so disgusting.
Why?
I mean, should I do the joke? But
no, you can do whatever you want. Do it.
No, I mean, it's...
Go ahead.
Eat the whole crab, the shell and everything. I just, you know, it's one thing to eat a living thing. It's another thing to eat its house. What are you, a Viking? Why don't you rape its mother while you're at it? It's too much. We're Americans. We're not supposed to do that.
I'm gonna have a stroke. What is that?
I'm sorry. It's just it's on silent. But the
who's calling?
It flashes. I don't know. I get a lot of alerts.
Oh really? What is it for your Democratic Party and your vegan cult that you're in?
I got some news,
guys.
Alert.
They just ship cattle. There's a new shipment of beef coming in this Wednesday. We must attack.
Yes.
Do you hate people with furs and stuff?
No, I don't have any personal thing with anyone in that way.
So you don't mind us killing the animals? You just don't.
I
like
even
what's
have
in them.
Like a weird thing about like trophy killing because I. First of all, my family, you know, my dad's a hunter.
There should be trophy wife killing.
If everyone...
Can I have that?
What?
Oh. Yeah, that was terrible.
I thought you meant, can they have it as a piece of material? I was like, please.
I thought it was his joke and you were asking.
I was like, yeah, take it.
I was trying to be a JoJo, trophy wife killing.
Yeah.
And it really flopped on me. Apparently you have to have a small mouth and have those glasses to have them be funny. Go ahead.
But there are some trophy killings that are actually good for society,
what?
I think. Well, they like sometimes they want certain animals to, in Africa, let's say.
Yeah.
There'll be like I don't know. I listen to a podcast about it. It's pretty fascinating. It's not as simple as you think.
Yeah.
Well, what do you?
Well, the problem with Cecil was that.
Cecil?
Yeah.
Cecil. The lion. The dentist. Oh, that was my dentist.
It wasn't that they killed a lion. It was that the guy was like, hey, there's that protected one that's bigger. I want that one. And they lured it off the whatever.
But they give a lot of money to preservations.
Preservation?
In order to hunt these animals that are, you know, on their last legs or whatever. I don't know. It's very complicated.
But I thought you hated preservations in our food.
It's the smartest man in the world.
What the fuck? My trophy wife didn't go over, but that did.
Let's not question it. Let's just keep moving, everybody.
I don't think they should fucking kill. This trophy killing shit. I mean,
it seems disgusting. I agree.
Guys who go out and kill and eat what they kill, I'm fine with.
I think that would be a better system if you had to kill the, like, if you say so, if people hate hunters and they hate, like, they're so against it, but they still eat meat. I feel like that's so hypocritical. It's like if the guy is killing it on his own and eating it, it's almost better.
Yeah, if you kill it, you have to eat it. That way, no one would kill an elephant. You'd die.
Right.
You have to eat the elephant for like 3 years.
But there's like
just sitting there in the dirt eating the elephant.
There's like a woman with a whip.
Come on. Guys, every Christmas, he gave us elephant again.
Oh my God.
Fucking piece of shit. I don't believe you. You don't have to kill a fucking elephant. You don't have to kill a lion. You don't need a statue in your dumb house. Go to the museum.
Right. I mean, the people that want to do it, that's the craziest mentality in the world, that they're like, happy doing it, and they're proud of it, and they,
because they want to do it because it's supposed to be dangerous, because it's supposed to be, they could get killed too. But
some of them do.
Yeah, but the odds are in their favor.
Right. I mean, they have guns.
Okay, if you went out into the jungle by yourself without any fucking local dudes with a gun and you were hunting a lion down that was in his prime, okay, maybe I would be like, all right, you're a fucking, you really
want.
But
you're going to give him a gun, or he doesn't even get a gun? I think he should have to just go in there.
He has to make a weapon.
Yes.
With like a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
He has.
This is what you got. You got like this knife.
Yeah.
And then you could go in there and see if you can kill a lion.
Why the fuck do you need to, what do you need a lion in your living room? What the fuck is that?
Well, bullfighting is the same thing.
Bullfighting is a little getting, it's like, all right, let's stop doing.
They poke them with knives.
They kill them. They fucking murder bulls in front of people, and people go nuts.
Well, they do eat it afterwards.
No, I know they eat it, but the way that, I mean, you don't have, bullfighting should be a rap, too. I mean, come on, Spain. Get it together.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like football. I mean, football's going to be a rap soon, too. You can't just have guys colliding their heads and fucking jumping off buildings when
they're
37.
They're choosing to do it. The animals aren't choosing to
do it. I know they're choosing
to
do it, but they're really not, because they need the money, and that's what they do well, and they want to support their families.
And they love it.
And isn't it weird that it took this long for us to realize, like, oh, you can get a head injury this way? Like,
we knew it. We just didn't realize what it did to you.
Yeah.
The guy was knocked out for 8 minutes on the ground, and we're watching Doritos commercials. Yeah. We're like, is he back up? And he holds a finger up like, you know, like he's okay. And we're like, cool, get another one in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was fucking crazy.
How do you feel about the horse and carriages in New York?
My wife hates them. My wife really just fucking hates them. But
I feel like they get a sense of purpose.
I mean, they're not killing them, and they're not whipping the horses. They're treating.
Well, they are whipping the horses, though.
Not the way they used to. You know, I mean, they're treating
not
the
like
horse.
It's a John Wayne Western.
I watched I think around five Westerns the other night. I went on this fucking Clint Eastwood. I watched 3 John Wayne movies.
How come they don't make westerns anymore? They don't because of the animal thing. I guess.
Occasionally they do. 3:10 to Yuma. That was a while ago, but that was great. And Kevin Costner's got some. I love
westerns. Because you can't make a western anymore because they always have to add political correct shit to it. And back then, the West was fucking dangerous, and it was racist, and fucking they shot Indians, and they had Chinamen as slaves, and black people as slaves, and white people fucking hit women, and. You know, you got raped and murdered. What was the one on HBO?
I love
Deadwood.
That.
Deadwood was, I mean,
loved
that was.
It's going to be a movie. They're making it into a movie.
Yeah, that was kind of what it was back then. And that was shocking when you watch it. Like, oh my God.
What a great show, though.
Yeah, you can't. Now they have to add some, they always have to throw their fucking twist into it that it stinks, you know? Yeah. I love Westerns. I told you, I had a psychic tell me I was. I don't like when you perk up. Both of you went, where's this going? How can I make fun of this?
I got a couple
of
things lined up.
I know. I'm ready to go. I got a couple of bullets in the chamber.
I was alive back in the Old West.
What?
I was alive. I have always.
Okay, who did this? Let's just go back a bit.
I was always felt like I had some connection to the West.
When you lived in LA, you mean?
No. I've always felt like I've.
There was a steer that you were in love with.
I was. He's perked up too. We got the fucking.
A longhorn
steer.
I'll never forget that.
That heated balzo on the couch fucking perked up too.
So, wait, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've always had a past
life.
I've always felt like I've lived in the West. I've always felt like I lived.
You did. You lived in Culver City. You told the story.
You already
did
the joke, dummy. You already did it. Listen.
I know. I'm doing it again because you said I lived in the West.
The West. The Old West.
Ah, the Old West.
The Old West. Like 1860s.
Voss country.
Sure. Did you say Voss country?
I always felt like I lived in the Old West.
Yeah.
What does that mean, though?
You felt like you were like a cowboy
like a cowboy.
An outlaw.
I felt like I lived in that time.
But you don't have any further recollections? In terms of like
recollections,
like you're in a past life, you mean?
Yes.
Did you dream about it?
Were you a card player?
Am I explaining it?
No,
it doesn't make sense.
You keep repeating the same sentence over and over again.
You're saying like it's a normal thing to say. I always felt like I was from Paris.
In context to the psychic, it should make sense.
I think I have shit in my eye. In context to the sentence, right?
To the psychic. Yeah.
To the psychic. I had a psychic tell me that I lived, that I was.
She said it, boom, you were like, yeah, makes sense. Wow. I've always felt it.
She said
yes or no would have been good there. Okay. Let's get some clarity here.
So.
Oh, you're making my tits sweat. She said you live. You had a past life. I had a friend who committed suicide back then.
Hilarious.
Committed suicide in the Old West. People did that?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly am. I'm curious to know if people committed suicide. Is this offensive? I think I can say it here, right? Did people commit suicide in concentration camps? Like, is there any...
I don't think they had weapons.
I would imagine they would.
I'm trying to formulate a theory that you don't commit suicide if you've got to overcome something bigger than yourself.
So you're not going to commit suicide because you're married to
Rich?
When
life is hard, you don't commit suicide.
Nothing on that one? Okay, cool.
I don't know. No, I don't listen to you.
Suicide in
inmates. Oh, so it's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So then there goes my theory. I can stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
one more theory off the plate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so you're in the world.
I'm taking the psychic's talking to me. And she told me that I had a past life in the Old West.
Your friend committed suicide.
I was a bartender.
Okay. Okay. There we go.
And
you play the piano at all, or just 10 bar?
Straight up bartender.
Okay.
But I did. I had a gun and all that stuff.
Wow.
And that,
say there, fussy britches.
fussy.
I know.
I bet you know how to clean a glass.
So no, even back then I was like, look, I'm not doing this. You want it done? I'll pay one of these Chinese guys.
I got a bag of coins.
But my friend was an actual gunslinger, and he hung himself. But that person still watches over me today.
Oh, the gunslinger.
The gunslinger never got to come back and go do life again.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know why.
You get another turn.
Maybe Max is the gunslinger.
First of all, Bonnie, he did. Maybe that version of him is.
Whoa, now we're
back
getting
there.
Into some shit. So you believe.
Well, no, I'm not saying I believe in any of this. I'm saying this was told to
this
me.
This is to me as equal to any religion I've ever heard. So
it could be.
I don't find
it.
It
would make
weird.
Sense for you to believe in reincarnation because you look like the Buddha.
Boom!
Buddha.
I mean, boo.
offensive.
But I did. I've been to Old West Town, Virginia City. I've been to a few of these towns.
Well, there. I mean.
What?
If you get a tingly feeling when you go there,
I do get a sense. What are you moving? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You sit on your dick?
Sorry. I did a Belvedere.
Fuck me.
Do you know the reference, Gabby?
No.
On my head. So I. Okay.
We'll explain it later.
Thank you, Mike.
I feel something towards the Old West. And when she said this to me, I was like, oh, that makes sense. I really, if I could pick a time to go back to, I think it would be the Old West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The murder rates were higher then than now.
Oh, so, but your horse, oof.
I'd be in shape, Bonnie.
Oh.
I didn't say go back like this. All right, if I had a chance to go back in
somebody's,
time.
Somebody's horse is a sway back.
If I had a chance to go back in time, do you think I'd go at this weight?
No, I mean,
no,
I didn't know you were allowed to choose.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about this world.
Yeah,
learning it all now. I think we're a video game that something else is playing, and the game is that one.
Yeah.
You're trying to get as much population as you can, and the game is trying to get zero population. So the game is. You know, natural disasters, starting wars, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Civilization, SimCity, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a thing.
Anybody, huh?
No.
Come on.
I think you guys are kooks.
I heard somebody say that we are God.
Oh, we are.
So you're God. And
I mean,
basically.
I'm waiting my whole life for someone to say that.
You're God, and basically you can choose whatever life you wanted to live. And you've chosen.
Why would I choose this?
I'm going to get to that.
Seem, what are your that
shitty,
doesn't make sense.
What are you, a shitty audience member? I'm going to get there.
Oh.
Stay with me. My wife's an asshole. Why? I'm going to get there.
Is this what you do on stage?
I don't go this
terrible.
Slow. No, I'm not. I should. Netflix would give me a fucking special if I went this slow.
Yes.
Anyways. What? No, that you can live whatever life you want to live, and you've done that. You've lived the life where you were a millionaire. You lived the life where you could fly. You lived the life where you
I've already tested some of this.
You've lived fucking billions of lives.
Oh,
and now where you're at because you've done every version of all the stuff. This is the life that you chose to live
for this
to give yourself these trials and tribulations and to put these things in front of these obstacles. And
I have thought about that. Like, what did I do to deserve this?
Well, but you chose this life, and
right.
when you die, you'll just choose another life to live.
Yeah. No, I think I was. Probably a douchey guy. And then that's why, like, I was like, okay, well, to understand more how that works, I'll get married to a douchey guy. You know what I mean? Like, hey, that's why.
Right.
So my next life, if I'm a man, I probably won't be douchey.
Right. Yeah. I
learned that one thing.
It's when you think of that, because you think of the power, people say manifestation. Do you believe in manifestation?
Well, manifestation, please.
Whoa, let's be equal.
Do you believe that your brain, if you say it and think it and believe it, it will be true?
I believe some of that in terms of, like, I think in your own head, like, you self-hypnotize or whatever it is. It doesn't have anything to do with out there.
Right.
I don't know if I believe, like, you're putting information into the universe, but you're telling yourself, and if, you know.
Yeah, you're believing it. You're using the power of your brain.
Yes.
To manifest something in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in that?
I mean, I think I just explained what I believe. And I don't know.
I'm trying to manifest your chair going out the window right now. No. Please, something fall from.
I think it's all like if you believe that you can do something or have something or be something, that there's a better chance, not that you will necessarily right. have it, but there's a better chance that you could have that. There's all these kind of circumstances that get in the way, obviously, that you can't change that. Where you were born or, you know, your circumstances in life.
Yeah.
You know, those all come into play. That's not just like, I'm a refugee because that's when I manifested for myself.
I love them.
I guess I wanted my whole family dead. You know, I don't believe that.
Is that the little cartoon kid?
That's like the cartoon little rascal. Refugee. I really wanted this for myself.
Why did my vest blow up in theirs?
Yeah.
In their car? Damn it!
I guess I wanted it like that.
Why am I trying to do your funny accent when I can't? I should just let you do
know.
It.
God, I'm like.
I know. I'm
exceptionally talented.
I'm very tired. You're very talented. But I think
because I wanted it like that.
I believe that you can. I believe that you. Yes, I don't know. You can say it, the universe. You can say it, it's your own brain, whatever you say. But I believe if you think something, and you believe in it, and you really think it and believe in it all the time, and you verbalize it mm-hmm. into out here, you don't mm-hmm. just keep it in here. Mm-hmm. That it, a version of that will happen, not the exact version, but it will happen. Because, yes, maybe it is your brain. Maybe you're using more potential out of your brain.
Or maybe you're saying it and people are like, oh, just shut them up. Give it to them then, I guess. I don't know how to make them stop talking about
please
it.
Please give me a hand job. Please.
All right, fine. You know how many hand jobs I've given
you.
Because of that?
Jesus Christ, buddy.
I mean, that's fucking worked. Now that you put it in those terms, you're right.
It has worked.
Yes.
That used to be a fucking real thing back in the day.
Can we finish the movie now? Thank you.
I can't stop thinking of, show me your tits. And you're like, what? Hey, boss is the funniest. Oh, shit. I believe that. Don't you believe that, Gabby?
What?
You seem like you believe that.
Sure.
You don't. You
no,
don't believe
I believe
in
if you believe in yourself, you could do anything.
That's it?
Yeah. If you're going to put it out there that you could do something and you go for it, then you could probably do it.
What about you, Michael?
No.
What do you believe in besides nachos?
Whoa, fat on fat crime. Oh, boy.
What do you believe in?
I believe I was a gunfighter that killed himself to get away from you.
Oh, my God.
That was a great joke. If anybody else delivered it, we'd all be laughing right now. But because Mike...
But what is it? Timing is
Mike
everything?
Has the soul
is that what we're learning?
Mike has the soul of a dead moth.
One of the things is you don't expect it to be funny. Right?
Yes!
So that's like part of the problem. He probably doesn't think he's funny. Therefore, you haven't put it out there. We don't believe it.
Oh, my God. What about you, Joe?
Do you think you're funny, Joe?
I think I'm very funny, but I think some of this, that had helps to put it out there, whatever. You have to have talent.
I know,
if you
want to
be,
like
you can't just
want to
be a baseball player.
Right.
That's true.
You have to be able to
I'm
play
not
baseball.
Saying, I'm not saying that you can sit, it's not a wishing well. It's not a fucking genie's lamp. I'm saying that you can, yes, you would, it would, but it would, it, but by putting it out there, you do create these paths.
Should we be smoking clove cigarettes?
I was thinking about, I really wanted to do weed.
Do weed.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't take,
I know a guy that sells grass.
I've been sober for 30 years. So I can't just smoke a joint.
No, you'd be high all the time. You'd just go straight to being high all the time, right?
I don't want to take drugs. I believe I have, and I'm going to open up here for a second again. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Get anything out of the way that's going to hinder your joke that's about to come.
He's like, let me clear my throat.
You guys together.
What else do you believe?
You guys compliment each other so well. I love doing a podcast with you three right here. I swear to God. You two. Us
Who's
three.
The third? Yeah.
Us
right.
three.
I'm gonna see.
Sorry.
All right. What else do you believe in?
I believe that I suffer from
diabetes.
No.
Hey, see, in that short amount of time, he said, fuck you, I believe, and look at that. A killer.
That was great.
A killer.
Manifested it.
Whoa, he manifested it. I'm starting to believe.
Yeah, that was great.
Wow.
Boy.
Nice. I believe I have diabetes.
He said it in a diabetic voice. He said it like a fucking diabetic fat diabetes.
Like he just felt his foot go to sleep.
Yeah. Like his fucking blood is like honey. Diabetes. Ah, shit, fuck.
Right, so what do you believe though?
I believe I have.
I feel like you're making up. I feel like you started this sentence, because, and now you can't think of something you believe in.
No, that's not true. I believe that I have. I have depression.
Ah.
I have clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that I have. What is it?
PTSD.
PTSD. I believe I have PTSD because I've been so. I have so much violence in my childhood, mm-hmm. and even in my adult life, and I believe there might be even something wrong with my brain, because
I think we all agree with that.
But I got. I remember I've been knocked out a bunch of times. I remember one time I got punched and kicked in the fucking head so much that I was out for 4.5 hours.
Wow!
In the hospital, and I'm sitting there going, "Well, if these football players had these concussions,
yes, concussions are bad,
and they were, you know, their brains were fucking trashed. I must have some shit too.
Yeah, you could have definite damage in there
because I've been knocked out a few times. You know what I mean? Hurt a few times, but also I think that, you know, I have this depression that I will not because I've when you're a survivor, when you will not let, because you had to pull yourself up from all the shit your whole life, you won't let depression beat you either. So you just you white knuckle it. Right?
Yeah.
And even meetings or talking to people, it helps and it keeps it at bay. But there is some type, I don't want to go on medication. I do not want to take these things that people take, but it sucks for me because I know so many guys who have the same thing that I have, but they get to jump on some fucking drug that levels them out,
mm-hmm.
and lets them do work or lets them live a normal life. Whereas I feel like I've been in my whole life battling my own thoughts.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not suicidal. I've never been suicidal, but I do have depression that debilitates me. I don't want to move. I don't want to mm-hmm. do anything. I can't. That's what this weight shit is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get this off. I can't do what my brain wants to do when I want to do it because of all the shit.
I feel like you do a lot, and sometimes I think people put too much pressure on themselves, and that's part of the problem too. Like that kind of person that has, you know, 3 days a month where you're, and just accept that about yourself. And
maybe that is a thing too, but I do have these issues that I don't take, you know, like, well, I know a guy takes pot, does pot, smokes pot,
and
you have no idea how to do.
It's the third one.
Yeah.
He takes weed. He puts weed in his butt.
He takes
something. He infects Mary Jane.
He consumes grass. He
consumes.
He's got wacky tobacco on his. He smokes weed. I think they say.
But if you were on weed, as you say, then you would beat yourself up for doing that.
I don't want to take weed, but I know somebody that does. I know a lot of people that smoke weed
for their depression,
and for their depression, and it helps a lot.
Right.
For their, it really helps them.
I think it probably does help a lot, but I think there's also probably another side of it. It's like nothing's perfect, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You got to figure out what works for you. And I just want to say this one more time, and then I just want to talk to you about a plant-based diet for a little bit.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it could change your life, but you don't know what does work for you.
Yeah, but to go through my life, I've been trying to use therapy, which, look, I love it, but at this point, it's like, you know, I mean, what else can I do? You know what I mean? In therapy.
I feel
what
like
else?
Sometimes it's like people get caught up in this cycle of like, I'm depressed. Oh, fuck, why am I depressed? Why can't I stop being depressed? And then they get more.
I've only realized this recently about myself. Right. So I feel like I've been doing this for so long, white knuckling it, just trying, just picking myself up, hitting bottoms and going back up and trying. Mm-hmm. And I'm always treading water, even at the best fucking times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a great life. I love my life.
Yeah.
I really have a great life. But I always feel like it's the drain is, I feel like I keep turning the water on, but there's no cork in the drain. I'm just constantly fucking going down.
Lost the thread of that one, but yeah.
Like let me try it again. I feel like I'm in a tub and somebody pulled the plug out and I'm going down. But then they come back in at the last second. They put more water in.
You know you're not going to go down the drain, right?
I feel like I'm in a wine bottle. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm treading water all the time.
But my point is this, and maybe I'm wrong, but my point is this, is that why don't you accept that about yourself?
That I'm just treading water?
That's how it is for you, and it's fine. It's like, you know, if you just accept certain things about yourself, I think you have a lot less anxiety about, oh, I'm supposed to be this, or I'm supposed to have that, or I'm supposed to feel like this.
I agree. Know? This confrontation inside of you, thinking you're supposed to be doing something better, when in reality, you're doing a great job, and you've created an amazing life for yourself.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good podcast at times.
See?
And you have a great house, a great kid, a great wife.
But it
well-respected comedian, a lot of money, extra money, great actor, drummer. You have more money than most people in the world.
Well, I mean,
you do what you love to do. I mean, there's nothing else that you'd want to be doing.
No, I do. I love what I do, and I have a great life. I understand that, but I should be. I feel
but
like
the fact that you want more. Just say to yourself, "Okay, that's me. I want more." You know, you don't have to be like, "Oh,
no,
I'm
it's not that.
To
it's
love
not that.
This
it's not that.
Moment.
It's the feeling. It's the feeling inside where you can't. You can't. I understand what you're saying. Accept who you are, but when you can't do what you want to do. Because of something inside of you.
Right.
It's like, and then there's people that have that same problem and they smoke weed or they take a pill and they overcome it. Now, imagine if, okay, I just fuck it for the next 10 years. But then at one point, I do say, let me try a drug.
Yeah.
And then my life changes and opens up and I'm finally free of this shit. And that, I know, but it does happen, Bonnie.
No, I'm people saying...
People do that.
Right.
People's lives do change.
Do.
Where people, some people's lives... And there is a backstory to it. Maybe there's another side of it that we never hear. But there are some people that take stuff and all of a sudden it's like, dude, I feel great now. My life is different.
People do calibrate their drugs to a point where they can... Yeah, I do think there's those kinds of people that definitely need it. And obviously,
but you're an addict. Yeah. So that's not an option.
So you,
it's not an option.
It's like
so don't
saying,
even think
like,
about it.
It's like saying, like, oh, I'm in a wheelchair now. I can't go upstairs the way I used to. That's just the way that it is. Like, if it was a different kind of handicap, you would be like, I have to just accept it. You don't get a pill that makes you walk.
But they also give you a wheelchair when you can't walk. Where's my wheelchair?
I mean, I don't. I
well, I mean,
I
if you give me that
analogy
I actually thought the wheelchair thing. I got really excited because I was like, I got
it. It was good. It was really fun.
So I just want my wheelchair.
But I think sometimes you just have to accept.
And my handicapped bathroom, and my handicapped stairway, and my handicapped door, and my handicapped bus. Right.
You keep going this way, you're going to have all those things.
Yeah.
But drugs, you're
and the
an
only
addict.
Reason why I'm telling you this is because if the off chance there are people that do listen to the show who know me as a comic and blah, 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 blah.
How else would they know you?
Well, I mean, I act. I have people who saw Sex and Drugs have no idea I do stand-up.
Wow, I didn't know.
Not like four, but the people.
Okay. So for those people, yes.
But I mean, I'm just saying that you can't, you know, I would only offer this out to everybody to know that, oh, I feel the same way. that's cool. You know what I mean?
I feel the same way. I always feel, I say that all the time. I feel like I should be writing scripts and making a movie. I wanted to be Martin Scorsese when I was a kid. Right. I still do, but I just don't do anything. I've never written anything. I'm
there's
a piece
already
of shit.
One Martin
I hate myself.
Scorsese.
Yeah, I don't
how
want
about
to do
a Joe List?
Wrong song. I thought it would be a good time for music, but it was.
It was terrible.
No, it was.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, you don't feel, you don't, do you take anything?
So we're off me already.
I don't anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're just me. I mean, Voss takes stuff.
He takes a little bit of anti-anxiety medication, which I also think is a crutch in that he should have figured out somewhere along the way. I mean, I don't know. I think you should figure out how can you best do this? You know, how can you manage it? It's not like it's ever going to go away. It's like, how can you figure out how to live your life without constantly... I don't know. No. Being crippled by it, which I feel like he does himself.
I had a fear of flight 5 years ago. I dealt with that.
Okay.
I had a fear of the road. I've dealt with that. I had a fear of a lot of stuff my whole life. I've dealt with most of it. I don't fear going on the road anymore. I don't fear getting to the club anymore.
I have anxiety about all that stuff.
I do, but I don't. It was almost getting debilitating at some point.
Right.
And then that's when it comes out towards other people.
Yes.
You know, so I had to get rid of it or people were going to leave my life. But, and because of my son, I don't want to be that way in front of my son. But maybe you're right. Maybe there is a way you have to learn how to deal with it. But it's just to me that there's certain people that get to take these things or smoke a joint or do this oil or take an edible or have a pill. And then their whole fucking day is better.
But my thought is, first of all, they have no bearing on you. If they're taking pot and their life is better... Or they're in misery. Neither one of them affects your life, actually.
But if
compare and despair, as they say.
There's a fucking program. There's cocksuckers.
Compare and despair.
Yeah. However they're living, it doesn't matter. If someone's doing pot and writing 6 movies a day, that doesn't affect your life at all.
Doesn't affect my life. I'm not talking. I would take the business out of it, please, because it's not just the business. It's relationships.
Yes.
It's not just. I'm not talking about being.
You
want
to figure out a way to take the edge off or whatever it is.
I'm just figuring that. Like, I feel like I have all this shit in me that I've been dealing with in AA and therapy for years. And it's still
yeah, because it's a painful childhood thing.
It's still there,
so
and it's like, how do
you
I?
You might never get rid of it.
You're not getting rid. That's what she's saying. You're not getting rid. It's part of you.
But some people do.
Well,
but some people do.
Maybe they do.
You're saying
they don't.
I'm not, but some people do.
Maybe it wasn't as prevalent or as serious for them.
Well, maybe it was, and maybe whatever they're taking helped them with that.
Maybe they didn't need to learn.
But it sounds like you're just trying to convince yourself to take drugs.
But they're also not addicts, these people. Joe, I'm doing crack and cocaine tonight.
They're not addicts, and you are.
Well, whatever. Join me for a drink after the show or not.
I'd rather not. I have an allergy, thank you. I'll be covered in herpes and shitting everywhere.
I'm going to smoke a cigar and a bourbon and a little fucking Molly. Are you in or you're out?
I'd love a cigar. I'd love bourbon, too, but I can't have it.
Well, fag, you're not coming there.
Oh, that's the third time you've said faggot.
I didn't say faggot. I said fag. It's a lighter version.
Each time you've said it after I said it.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
I'd rather not. I think we're getting somewhere right now.
No, I think I understand what you're saying. I understand what Bonnie's saying. Not you, but I understand what Bonnie's saying.
Yeah,
I'm glad I could be of some help.
No, but I understand what you're saying too, Joe.
Yeah,
of course,
we're agreeing. So,
well, you're saying one thing, she's saying another.
I don't know about that.
No, he's talking about meetings. You're talking about, you know. Just
I use a lot
yourself.
Of AA sayings in my life.
Like what?
Even though
name
I'm
one.
Not in the program. I say, "This too shall pass." I say a lot to myself.
What about easy does it?
I don't believe in God, but I say a lot of times like "let go and let God," which just to me means like just don't try to control it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, it is a
what
good.
What about this one?
What?
This is good for you in this moment.
Yeah.
I didn't come this far to only come this far.
And to come into my underwear and make my mom wash it.
Yeah. Or make,
you got him.
Or make me eat it. Yeah.
All right, Joe, where are you at? Talk to me.
Oh, boy. Providence Comedy Connection, July 19th through the 21st. And when does this come out?
Sunday.
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 No, not this Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck my shit. Asshole. I was going to plug my big apartment people, show.
I wish I'd known because live.
There's people live. We're live right now.
All right. Well, July 22nd, I'm doing
we're live
that
right now,
show.
And we'll pump out this week whatever you need pumped out. All right?
All right. Well, I'm doing that apartment show that you did before on the Upper East Side.
I did that with Michelle Wolfie.
Yeah. So we're doing that on 99th and 2nd Avenue. That's out there. It's on my Twitter. And then August 9th, Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington.
Yeah.
Those are fun ones. Providence Comedy Connection, and of course, Tuesdays with Stories. And I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Oh, I meant the people listening.
I love you.
But I love you also. You're a good man.
All right. Well, what do you got, Bonnie?
I don't know. Oh, I got to plug the roaster, which will kill me.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, let's just say this. It's the funniest. I'm not saying, this is what everybody says. It's the funniest roast ever done.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good night. I got to say that it was everyone. Everyone's jokes were so good.
Let me look at everybody knows you fucking murdered. You were the greatest.
I did.
Yeah, you did. And I'm not saying that because you're here. You fucking killed it. Everybody's talked about. Everybody was like, "Oh my god, you were fucking great." Everybody did great except for one person. But everybody did great. No, I'm kidding. That's what everybody says.
There was two.
There was two.
I only saw one.
No, it was. But you know what's fun about it is that all the comics came.
Yeah, it was great because it was Rich's birthday. It was his actual birthday. And so it was like we planned it sort of as a birthday party, invited all his friends.
We were trying to figure out how much money you guys have made. Because Keith and Colin were on the show before, and we were trying to figure out how much money you guys made off of it. Was it $20 billion?
Well, you guys make a certain percentage of what we make. You know that, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
How much did you make?
It was a million downloads so far. So
no way.
At $10,
yeah.
I don't want to say exactly how much it is, but you get 0.0005% of that. So I think that's pretty good.
You gotta love fucking Bonnie. There's one thing you said that really. That I get about you go, some people just don't get me.
I know.
You're funny.
It's a joke.
Rich Voss roast. At the Underground. Roast at the Underground. If you don't have it, you go buy it. Don't steal it. Don't buy the $5 version and be a moron and rent it.
Rent it for you because you're going to. People said, I rented. How can I upgrade to buying
just
it?
Just buy it.
There is no way you're going
to. Just buy it. Yeah. Just spend the $10 and own it for your life. You will watch it. Your friends will watch it. Your kid will watch it. Your wife. Over and over and over again and tell people to buy it. Everybody who's a comedy fan of anybody on this show should have that. In their collection, like a fucking Led Zeppelin album.
Hey, nice. Like that.
Like a AC/DC album. Like a Pantera album.
Oh, you're going backwards.
Like a Warrant album.
Like a Robert Kelly album.
Yeah.
You should have that.
Singer.
You should have this.
I bought it.
Yeah. I bought it too. You're a fan of comedy. Too. You need to have this. Go to Rich Voss, vossroast.com. Buy it. Do not steal it. Do not put it on fucking YouTube. Don't be a fucking scumbag. And don't own it. Support.
And we'll make more.
Yeah, and we'll do more. If you fucking chisel them, you're not getting it. What else you got, Bonnie?
I don't know. That's good.
Listen to My Wife Hates Me. I'll do it for her because she's a fucking, not a fucking asshole. Yeah, My Wife Hates Me, one of the funniest podcasts. I listen to very few podcasts, even on the network. I listen to some of them, all of them.
You started it. You made us do it.
It's the funniest fucking thing. I can't stand how funny it is. I laugh out loud. I'm on his side. I'm on her side.
You're on his side?
Sometimes I hate you. Sometimes I hate him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's mostly him. But sometimes I hate both of you.
I know.
It's
sure.
the fucking greatest podcast ever. Go to riotcast.com. My Wife Hates Me with Voss and Bonnie. What else? What do you got?
Gabby.
Gabs.
Thank you. I have a podcast with Katie Hannigan called The Apodcalypse. Joe's going to do it. Joe's on there in a couple weeks.
He loves puns.
I've been meaning to cancel that. But yes, listen to it.
You could cancel it. It's fine.
No, I'll be there. What are you kidding?
It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's about
apodcalypse. What is the...
It's about different apocalypse
scenarios.
She's going
to ask you to do it.
It's good.
Oh, God.
I'll have to use the same McGinnis excuse.
Stay away from the edge.
We'll distract her.
You don't have to do it. It's fine.
What else you got?
That's it.
What do you got? This Wednesday, tomorrow, if you're listening live, all three of us are going to be at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Oh, yes.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Fat Black.
Yes.
And I'll be at Skankfest on Sunday night.
Oh, Skankfest. I forgot to mention
that. Yeah. Next week, I'll be opening for Kyle Dunnigan in San Antonio, and I'll be headlining at the Improv in San Antonio the last week of August.
Nice.
Wait, headlining. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
You did.
Hmm. For the week, not just 2 days. San
Antonio. Now I want to kill myself.
I have some weed. All right. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Chris, right?
Thank you, yes.
Thanks for coming in, buddy. Thanks for bringing Joe cookies and not us. Huh?
There's enough for everybody in there.
Is it for everybody?
There's six.
There's six for everybody.
Yeah, so that's, you guys can split one.
All right. What?
I don't eat cookies.
I can't have cookies. I'm not
supposed to. I don't eat garbage from the government.
Zach, what do you have?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys are the best fans in the world. Make sure you, what? Oh, my dates.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can you not be coy about it ever again?
I know. It was like...
He went...
He just looked like an emoji.
Yeah, like you're a can-can girl that I used to beat. Well, swell. Just fucking say, read the thing, fatso.
Sorry. Please read the thing.
All right. Go to Comedy Cellar Vegas. Me, Keith Robinson, your husband, Rich Voss, and Paul Verzi. Last week of August. So go and get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Go to the Vegas website. Comedy Cellar Vegas just got voted number one comedy club in Vegas. It is popping off the charts. You're going to love it. If you do something in Vegas, it's just one of those things you should do. And it's go there to the Rio Comedy Cellar Vegas. Make sure. What else do we have to promote?
Use the code CC Social.
I'm also at Helium last week in July.
Where'd you get those? Where'd you get those fucking glasses?
I don't know. I haven't bought any new clothes or anything in over 8 months.
I know, I heard on your podcast. You wear the same jeans, too. Yeah, all right, so they go there. Montreal, just for laughs. Please don't hang up. Please don't fast forward through this. I am hosted by Robert Kelly. Jeez, I got to lose weight in a week. How do you do that?
Don't look at me.
Juice.
I got to take steroids?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, Gabby, that's crazy. The Nasty Show, I'm hosting that. I'm also having a live YKWD with Christy, and Ari's going to be on it. Ari Shafir, right in the Hyatt, or the Hilton. What am I saying? The Hilton? Right, Hilton?
That's what you said.
Okay, and also I'm doing some other show there, just for laughs, at hahaha.com. What else, Michael? And go to my dates, please. I'm going to be Nasty Show, and then I'm doing a thing in all... I'm doing the... Fuck me. I'm doing Laugh Boston. You fucks. Better get your tickets now. I don't want to have to hear them a week and a half before. Dude, tickets are light. You're my hometown. If you live in Boston or Connecticut or fucking Rhode Island, you better buy your tickets now. Buy fucking 30 of them at a pop. Get all your friends
Friday.
To go. Let's have some. Do Friday night. Friday night sold the fuck out. Get it done. Be
Friday's
fucking.
Fan night.
If you're a fucking fan of mine from Boston, fuck you. Let's do this. Let's have a good time. And let. What are you laughing
fucking
at?
Cocksuckers.
Yeah, you cocksuckers. Let's go, Boston. Sorry, that's my. See if I was on.
No,
weed.
I love it. It's. I feel like I want to get tickets.
All right, get tickets. You guys are the best fans in the world. Are we done? We're done. You know what, dude? See you next time.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.